me back. Whoa, let me try that again. Rewind. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, here for another Saturday 9 to noon show, giving out great information for you to utilize, use, share with others, and make the world a happy place. And did I not turn the... Okay, I'm slacking in my duties here. Shelby, that's why you're so important to the show here.
That's right.
Now, all you Facebook Livers out there get to see us. We're on Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Also simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch and KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. I've got some great people in studio, more to come. But my special guest today, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She is a liaison, I like to say that word, between you and the IRS. Christine, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Matt. And I'm sporting my new Aaron's High Cap t-shirt or polo shirt. Yes, thank you, not t-shirt.
You know, it's amazing. She looks a whole lot better in that than you do.
Thank you, Andy.
Hence the reason I not wear it.
Yes.
I wore it yesterday. Go check out one of the, check out the last Facebook Live interview I had with Sandy Watts and Shelley Downing, and you will see the shirt on me there. Okay.
What color did you get?
Blue and black. The black one though is still in the package. I'm gonna save it for a special occasion. To the right of Christine is Judge Andy Isaacs.
Hey guys, it's so wonderful to be here today. We are going to prove that if your mother and father didn't have no children, good chance you wouldn't either.
Oh man!
Show that is so loud.
That hurt me. That hurt me thinking about it. To my left, Frank Summers. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
You're looking good. Better than usual.
You know, that doesn't take much, I guess, right? It's just to improve a little bit of what's ugly. That's why I got a face for radio, Frank.
Amen.
Talk to me. What's going on special today here with us?
What's going on where?
Here today now. Special
today
with us? Yes.
This morning?
Yes.
It's
a three-hour program, Frank. Please tell us.
Okay. Well, we've got another gentleman here that's going to visit with me and visit with you about Post Oak Savannah groundwater and some of the water issues that are going on here in Milam, Burleson County, Central Texas. I guess you might say the entire state of Texas.
Would you want to give him a formal introduction? Who would that be?
Well, his name is Curtis Chubb, Dr. Curtis
PhD,
Chubb.
Right?
Yes. Very, very intelligent individual and very up on the real issues involved with our water here, which we have plenty of right now.
And we'll talk about it at the bottom of the hour because last week, if every coin has two sides, in reality it's got three, but the heads and the tail side of things, we had, I don't know, one side of the coin last week. We're going to be talking about this side of the coin this week, so it'll be very interesting. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. Now I got CJ Grisham coming in. It's always good to have CJ in the studio. Shelby Meyer, my board operator. Shelby, say hi.
Hi. And I'm better today.
That's good.
I couldn't talk a lot of smack last week because I was a bit under the weather. Now I'm just crackling, but I'm still looking
and
good.
And your husband enjoyed that.
Yeah, I don't care what he enjoys.
Now, the best part of what you just said was last week you couldn't give me any smack.
Yeah.
So it was nice break. From Matt, do this. Matt, do this. No, you shouldn't be doing that. You got 20 seconds. So, no, I'm just kidding. You do a great job. All right, we've got a great show lined up. So, let me give you the show highlights. We'll set the table for what's to come. Devotional announcements, true stories. We'll do that at 11:30. Word of the day, quote of the day. I don't have one. If one of you gentlemen or Christine or anybody can give me a short quote, we'll broadcast it over the air. Judge Andy Isaacs doing our revival prayer. Katie from Moz will be calling in today. She was so busy with business. That is why she missed the last couple of weeks, but she'll be calling today. The Colonel is out on assignment. CJ Grisham in. And Christine, why don't you give us a teaser as to what you'll be talking about?
Oh, yeah. So a couple of things IRS related. Janet Yellen made some comments, and Danny Werfel, the commissioner of the IRS, made some comments, and they all tie into this new report released by the Federal Reserve that Americans have hit $1 trillion in credit card debt. So I'm going to tie those little things together.
Mm. That's a lot of interest on that debt, isn't it? Okay. Let's do the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call here at 254-697-6633, I got something for you. A cup, food certificate, something. We'll get you squared away. The word of the day is assets. Assets. It comes from this headline, report. Biden gives Iran $6 billion in unfrozen assets, plus prisoners for five jailed Americans. The word asset is a noun. Its definition is a useful or valuable thing, person, or quality. Give me a call, put in a sentence, and I'll get you something. Anybody come up with a quote?
I have a movie quote. All right, this is a famous movie from the 80s, a real popular movie. Let's see, the quote starts with, "Life moves fast. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you just might miss it."
Wow, I'm racking my brain on that one. We'll have to do it again in a minute. All right, so if you can call, give me the author of that quote. I'll tell you what, if you give me the author of the quote or a word,
the movie.
Word, what movie it's from, and you give me the word of the day into a sentence. If you give them both to me at the same time, you got a $40 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights, okay?
All right, moving on.
Let's see, my mouth should be functioning by now, but it's not. Former Kamala Harris, this bugs me.
Among other things.
Okay. Former Kamala Harris staffer says vice president is unpopular in polls because, what do you think, everybody? Why do you think?
Global warming.
Lasts too much. It's Trump's fault.
Because yesterday was yesterday's today. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow.
Well, here's the answer. Because she's a black woman and a history maker.
She's made history. She's made history. There's no doubt about it.
These fools are pushing the race card. Nobody even thinks about that. They think about she's just not qualified for the job and she's an embarrassment.
That's about all. She's drunk every time she talks.
She giggles a lot.
She's drunk. She's got to be.
Jill Biden courts drag queens. Quote, this photo says it all. And I saw the photo. I don't know if you've seen the photo, but here we've got Jill Biden courting drag queens. And look, let's be real here. If you're a drag queen and you're in an 18 plus environment and 18 plus people are going there, it's none of my business. Mm-hmm. But when you start pushing this drag queen crap on children,
that becomes my business.
That becomes all of ours business. Bid to stop New York City ice cream trucks from using fuel gets a chilly reception. The drivers are saying, can't operate under these conditions. How can you sell ice cream under these conditions? This one I spoke with Father John about on Wednesday. Ex-porn star Mia Khalifa offers polarizing marriage advice. Quote, we should not be afraid to leave these men. And here she's had divorce after divorce. It's pretty sad. We'll talk about that later. Kathy Griffin, remember her? Remember her?
God.
Post a photo of Jack Smith. Smith brought two indictments against Trump, showing they photoshopped Smith's head onto, what's her name? Kathy Griffin's old picture of her holding up Trump's head. And if you read the article, it's interesting. She's had a traumatic experience since that photograph, and I understand why, and I don't care. Rand Paul says Fauci caught in lies to Congress about COVID research.
Oh, no, there's no way.
Dead to rights. Dead to rights.
No way.
Now, this one I found interesting, too. And I'll read the headline and I'll explain why. Senator Ron Johnson says COVID intentionally released by elite group of people who want to take total control of our lives. Now, if I didn't know what I know, and I haven't studied what I've studied, and I've cross-referenced what I've cross-referenced and talked to experts in their fields, I would look at this and say, okay, this guy's maybe a little bit over the edge. But ladies and gentlemen, I have done my homework. I have cross-referenced. I have spoken to experts. I can read for myself. I do read the white papers of the people who come up with these ideas. And this guy is absolutely correct.
Absolutely.
So if you think I got three heads, I think you got five for not doing your homework and checking it out. Mike Pence confronted in New Hampshire. You're a sellout and a traitor. Now, I got a problem with this, too. We all know what Mike Pence did about the votes, right? Mm-hmm. But they're spinning this big time. And if anybody wants to have their input, Frank, or anybody on their input on this, let me know. What Trump asked Pence to do is to kick back the votes to let the states recertify to make sure they're legitimate. He didn't say change the results of the election. He said, wait a minute, there's a lot of trickery going on. Send these things back to the states and have a recount. All this other stuff is spin. So Mike is getting, I'm not keen on Mike, don't get me wrong, but to say he's a sellout and a traitor, I think a little harsh.
Well, you saw when Mike, they had a the deal on, I saw it on Facebook and maybe YouTube, where he didn't know where to put the gas pump to fill his truck up with gas.
Yeah, it was a simulated thing because the gas pump is beeping.
Like, yeah, you know, so.
Take three.
That tells you that, you know, that's like Bush didn't know how to use a scanner, that maybe he's not getting out amongst the people enough.
DeSantis declares Joe Biden legitimately won election with 81 million votes and Trump lost. I can go a lot of ways with this, and I'm not sure which way I want to go.
Careful what you say. They might indict you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, this is very important, and it's one of the things I want to talk about in depth. Why fewer adults are extremely proud to be American. Experts warn people are focused on individualism. I've been talking about this for years. Man forced to this is funny. Man forced to ditch Ford electric vehicle truck during family road trip to Chicago. Biggest scam in modern times. I got 20 seconds. Great, because I only got two left. DA, woman shot, aggressor dead as he tried to pull her car. Let me do that again. Woman shot, aggressor dead as he tried to pull her car door open. And finally, Memphis home invasion bandit captured 17 years after victim chopped off his finger at a crime scene. That's good news. We're going to take a break. Be back in three. Two.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. I got off to a little bad start at the first couple minutes of the program, so I'm going to recap it here. We're simulcasting on 105.1 FM The Ranch, 98.5 FM at Carrick's T out of Rockdale. We're also live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you want to be involved with the program in the sense of conversation, give us a call here in the studio at 254-697-6633. Once the show is all done, it's wrapped up into a pretty package, sent over to our podcast department and put into a podcast form at Podbean, Spotify, and Apple. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, check it out there. Also, click on last week's show. The most current show, which is last week's show, is at the top of the page, and you can just go fast forward it if you want. Otherwise, you can scan through all the podcasts and pick any program that we've done in the past and listen to it. I want to thank the sponsors, all the sponsors who are visible, and all those sponsors and donators who, on the private side of things, I can't thank you enough for your faith in me. So it's a circle of life. Go to the sponsors first before you go somewhere else. Support them. They support me, and hopefully we put out great information for you to continue to listen to. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole works, okay? Now, I want to also thank a new sponsor, AquaWorks. This guy is awesome. I'm so impressed with this guy. And I told you that if you watch the Facebook interview yesterday with Sandy Watts and Shelley Downing, I made the comment at the beginning of the program that the people associated with this show are experts in their fields. There is a camaraderie among us. I respect them. They respect me. We work together well, and it's a great big family, and everybody's succeeding. So this guy, when I met him, incredible individual. He's Luis Hernandez II. He's the owner. It's a veteran-owned business. It's called AquaWorks. And you can check it out at AquaWorksRainGutters.com. They give you a lifetime warranty. Number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. They have 5 to 6 inch gutters, leaf guard protection, and cleaning and repair of existing gutters they can do for you. They're licensed and insured. So check them out, AquaWorksRainGutters.com, or call them at 254-392-9432. Great guy. You're going to love him, and he'll give you a great job. Now, I guess I'm done with that. Judge, Andy Isaacs, talk to me, buddy.
I have got something today that really goes with what I've been saying for how long I've been with you, Matt?
What, 3 years now?
Three years or something. That probably our problems in this country are fixed by read your Bible, pray, seek Jesus. That fixes everything. If we'll all do that, it does. And this morning in Rita Kay's God Calling, this was in there, and this is apropos to exactly what we need. Remember, no prayer goes unanswered. Remember that the moment a thing seems wrong to you, or a person's actions to be not what you think they should be, at that moment begins your obligation and responsibility to pray for those wrongs to be righted and for that person to be different. Face your responsibilities. What is wrong in your country, its statesmen, its laws, its people, think about quietly and make these matters your prayer matters. You will see lives you've never touched altered. Laws may be your request. Evil banished. Yes, live in a large sense. Live to serve and to save. You may never go beyond one room, and yet you may become one of the most powerful forces for good in your country, in the world. You may never see the mighty works you do, but I see it. Evil sees it. Oh, it's a glorious life. The life of one who saves. Fellow workers, together with me, see this more and more. That is straightforward. That if we want things to be different, our first responsibility is to pray. I heard Henry Blackaby say, what you think about God is what, when you have a problem, it's what you do next. In every problem, we should speak with prayer and supplication. We need to attack our problems with prayer first. But it doesn't stop with prayer, but that starts with that. And if we don't do it at the start, our other things will not be as effective. We have got to get back to what the Word says and what we're doing. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all you do for us and how you teach us, how you show us, how you prepare us, and help us to do the little things that you've asked us to do, which is pray and seek Jesus. Little things that you've asked us that will change the world. Because that's what it takes. It's not who we elect. It's not how much money we send, how much what we do. It's who, how much we pray. And Lord, let us be effective and do what is right. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Hey, we need your support right now, financially and prayers, and it, in a desperate way, because the well is getting dry, and this year's camps really sucked us dry.
Was that a pun, or legitimately your wells are going dry?
No, my well's fine. Okay. My well.
So they didn't over-permit?
No, none of that. My wells are fine. I drilled my wells my own self 20 years ago, so everything on that ends great.
All right.
But God bless you, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Andy. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring this program, this segment of the show. I've been dealing with Casey for 20-plus years, and they do what it takes to take care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can do the same out at Temple. Their phone number is 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357, or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors to support the program. Now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well, so today will be no different. There it is in my hands. And I scanned through the week, and I picked, I think this one's Wednesdays. It reads, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. CJ's in the studio. It's always a pleasure to have you, CJ. The unwritten code, I'm sorry, I'm originally from New York. The unwritten code from where I was from was that if you... I'm in the middle of a devotional. I will go from the beginning. Good morning. I'm originally from New York. The unwritten code from where I was that if you hurt me for no good reason, I hurt you back 5 times worse. Being hurt by accident is one thing. Being hurt on purpose was another. But that's no way for a Christian to think or live. So as time goes on and we become more wise and die to self and live for Christ, we learn the following precepts. Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 and 39. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him also the other. Romans 12:19. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Luke chapter 6, 27, verse 28. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. I continue. However, there are certain life situations that may need a self-defense element. Those moments only you can decide. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. And I close. God's word is pure, clean, righteous, and meaningful. Let's all apply it to our lives and make this place we call earth a better place for all. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. CJ Grisham, welcome, buddy. It's good to see you.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I had a cat emergency this morning.
Can you explain what a cat emergency is?
Yeah, I opened up my door and there's a pile of cat manure right there at my door. It looked like, you know, and it wasn't just a normal, hey, I'm going to take a dump here. It was, an animal was trying to get my cat and literally scared whatever out of it. Because they don't ever do that up there. And we did hear a noise last night. Anyway, so then I go to get the hose to clean off the porch. Well, the sun had split my hose. And so there was no pressure in the sprayer. So I had to cut the hose, you know, redo all that stuff to clean off my porch so that my kids didn't come out and start tracking cat stuff into
that. That truly is a cat emergency.
That was a cat emergency.
Okay. So we're happy you're here.
Sorry I'm late.
No problem.
I missed the person I was before that story.
Could you imagine that story in the courtroom? Your Honor, I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's either that or use a cat filter while I'm on a Zoom, you know, hearing. All right, so...
And the hits just keep on.
I was thinking about playing Crazy Train because, you know, sometimes we just go off the rails, but it's fitting in this
conversation. Usually it's when I'm here.
Let's go back over. Okay, I'm going to assign you this.
Okay.
While I'm talking, in about another minute or so come up with a quote, because she did a movie quote. Mm-hmm. And I want you to give me another quote, and once I'm done speaking, I want you to reiterate yours. Mm-hmm. And then I want...
Now you want a historical type quote, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. Okay, the word of the day is assets. Comes from the headline, Biden gives Iran $6 billion in unfrozen assets plus prisoners for five jailed Americans. It's a noun, definition, a useful or valuable thing, person or quality. Look, we're trade... Remember when Reagan came in 1980? Remember the Iran hostages?
Yeah, they got there before he got... They got released just about time he got sworn in.
He did a backdoor channel, said, listen, when my hand's on that Bible and I'm president, all hell's going to break loose if these guys aren't free. I got 20 seconds. We'll do it on the other side, CJ. But and Trump says, I can stop this war in 24 hours. That's what you call backdoor channel calling.
That's right.
Listen, Poot. Here's the deal, buddy.
That's right.
We're going to take a break. Be back in three. Yeah, yeah. How many seconds I got now?
I had 20. I'm losing 10. You do this every time you say it out loud. You go, I have 20 seconds? Okay, well, let's take a break.
How much time do we have now?
Well, now it's over.
Well, then what are you waiting for? Let's go to a break.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. We're at the scratch and sniff section of the program. We got Katie on the line. Katie, stand by. Just got to do a couple things here. Shelby, give me your quote from the movie again.
Let me stand up. Okay, the quote is a popular 80s movie. It goes, "Life moves fast, and if you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you just might miss it."
Good. CJ, give me your quote.
Yeah, this is a little bit more recent, not as historical, but more important than your obligation to follow your conscience, or at least prior to it, is your obligation to form your conscience correctly.
That's not ringing a bell. I'm going to think about that one. Christine, you had one too?
I do, yes. It's not historical at all, but it's very important. Planning is important, but the most important part of every plan is to plan on the plan, not going according to the plan.
Oh, that's military doctrine right there.
Yes, it is.
First shot fired, goes to hell. Anybody else here got a quote?
Yeah, I've got one.
Go ahead, in the mic.
Life is not a dress rehearsal.
Very good. All right, 254-697-6633. Once Katie's done telling us what the scratch and sniff menu is, call in if you know the authors of those quotes or where they come from. I'll get you something. And if you can put the word of the day, and the word of the day is assets, into a sentence, and we like it, we'll get you something too. Let's go to Katie. Katie, we missed you, but I know you've been super busy cooking great food, helping the community, and everybody getting taken out in dollies because they're filled so much with your great food. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hungry. Tell us what you got.
All right. We got, for breakfast right now, we got our eggs Benedict, our steak and eggs, and our ham and eggs. All comes with your choice of eggs and potatoes. And then for lunch, we have our country combo, which is our deep fried chicken breast and our chicken fried steak with two sides super salad. We also have our New York strip steak with two sides super salad as well. And we are running
Matt special.
The ham steak special.
Oh. So Matt special's on the bottom of the list, huh?
No, Matt special is also on the board. Oh, well. I just haven't gotten there that far.
Now, I'm going to boast about that because all the food is fantastic. Every bit of it is delicious. I've had different plates of different types of food, sandwiches and all that. Everything's beautiful. But I'm sticking to my favorite, which is the Matt special, and that's Texas toast with half the side of a pig on it, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and onion rings you could jump a small dog through. That's how big they are. And Katie, or the chef, cooks them for every order. Isn't that right?
That's right, and today I'm the cook, so it's going to be great.
Fantastic. What kind of special does the customer get if they tell you they're a radio listener?
All right, all my radio listeners get a 10% discount up at the register.
Fantastic. And when can you start talking about the news of expansion?
Not yet.
Not yet?
If it's not going into Temple, I don't want to hear it.
If it's what?
If she's not expanding into temple.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the same thing. Where's the temple located?
Katie, tell me how people can get a hold of you, where you're located.
All right. We are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, and you can get a hold of me at 254-699-0011.
Fantastic. Katie, you're a state treasure, and we love you, and we thank you for calling in, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
All right. You guys have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, Frank Summers.
Yes, sir.
I've got Curtis Chubb in the studio. Last week, we were talking water. We had one perspective, and now we're going to have another perspective. Frank, would you take over and get us going here and explain and set up the table as to what we're going to be discussing?
Okie doke. We're going to be discussing the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater Conservation District. I know you got confused with that long name and going through it last week. I listened.
I'm a 25-cent guy, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just call it Post Oak.
Well, you can. Yeah, Post Oak will work fine. You can either blame me or give me credit for it being here today, because in 1998, there was some water leasing activity going on in Burleson County by Metropolitan Water Supply Corporation with a man by the name of Scott Carlson. And he was basically telling people, since we're under the right of capture, if you don't lease to us and get money out of this, we're going to drain your water anyway. Well, that was going around. I was elected judge in 1999 and tried to get Milam County involved with the Lost Pines groundwater conservation district. And quite frankly, they had already had their legislation put together, and it didn't work out. To make a long story short, I got with Judge in Burleson County, Judge Bob Doolin, and we began to talk to Senator Ogden and Representative Kokors about creating a water district for Milam and Burleson County to help protect our water. Well, we were successful. Everything passed. All the I's and T's were dotted and crossed, and it all worked out. And today we have Post Oak as our water protector. And my vision of Post Oak was for it to, yes, share with our brothers and sisters a very vital resource that we have here, abundance of in Milam County, but also to make sure that as Milam County grows in the future, which it is growing and it's going to continue to grow, to make sure we have enough water for our people, our industry, and businesses, and everybody else to function right here within Milam County.
Very good. And we have brought in a special guest.
Yes. Curtis Chubb, Dr. Chubb, excuse me, has been... We've known each other for quite a while. And he lives out in the Milano area. And I think he's very concerned about water, too. But he looks at it from what I would call a data-based observations. In other words, he's watching and has been watching and is very, very, probably what I would call a pundit or an expert in what's going on with our aquifer right now. And that's one of the reasons that we wanted him to be here today.
Okay, but I want to ask, I want to request something. I had the coin, one side give their explanation. Today you're going to do it, but I would ask before you leave today, what's the call to action? So after you explain, everything, I want to make sure in 25-cent form so I can understand it.
25 cent.
All right. Curtis, Doc, the airways are yours.
Okay.
To speak in the mic.
Thank you for this opportunity to talk about groundwater. And like I was listening to Hank Williams Jr. Last night, thinking back to Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. So are you ready for the groundwater?
We got a live one here, isn't it?
I only want to talk about groundwater with you today because I sincerely believe that something has gone bad wrong. Our aquifers and groundwater have been mismanaged to the point that wells are already going dry, yet nothing is being done about it. Before the Post Oak Groundwater District was created in 2002, it was Judge Summer, the Milam County and Burleson County had about 10,000 wells. And, you know, there are wells at Caldwell, Centerline, Snook, Elevation, Rockdale, Hanover, Milano. And all of those people depend on groundwater. Their livestock depends on groundwater. 10,000 wells. And all that time, those wells never caused another well to go dry. They all just worked together. So, soon after the groundwater district was formed in 2002, approved, water marketers were granted permits to both pump and export large amounts of groundwater. Now there are two water marketer well fields in Burleson County, both near Old Dime Box, which is straight west of Caldwell. One is named the 130 Project, other the Vista Ridge Project. The Vista Ridge Project is the big mama. They're pumping 50,000 acre-feet of water, our groundwater, to San Antonio every year. An acre-foot is, if you look at it, 1 acre, put a foot of water above it. That's an acre-foot. It's 325,000 gallons of water. So every day, they pump 44 million gallons of water per day to San Antonio.
Per day?
What? Per day.
Every day.
It's huge amounts of water. So, 4 months after they start pumping full-time...
Wait a minute, Chris. Okay. I apologize.
Sure.
Can you rewind 30 seconds?
Sure.
Reread what you just read, because it caught me off guard with that number.
Okay. Well, they pump 50,000 acre-feet of water per year. If you do your calculations, it comes down to 44 million gallons per day they pump out of a 20-acre spot they have near Dime Box.
And that's at the before growth?
That's the first day they're pumping 50,000.
Okay.
And it all goes to San Antonio.
Got it.
And so 4 months after they started pumping full-time, that's when the well started going dry in Burleson County. 4 months. Now, what you have to realize is this project's going to go on for another 28 years. Then they give it all to San Antonio free, and they're going to pump another 30 years. So it's 58 more years of pumping. And all these wells, 110, 120, have gone dry.
How the hell is that going to work?
You can imagine what's going to happen to Burleson County.
It's not.
And there's places in Lee County going dry, but Post Oak won't help them because, you're a different water district. And so it's all screwed up right now.
Just so you know, Curtis, we'll be going to break in about 30 seconds, so okay. Finish up your thoughts.
So then what I want to just talk about first is why did they drill in a dime box?
Okay. We'll use a pause right there. We're going to take a three-minute break. The room is full. It's going to be a great show. It's continuing to be a great show. Got Frank Summers, Curtis Chubb, Christine Stevenson, got CJ Grisham, and we've got lots to talk about. The number is 254-697-6633. Give us a call, get into the conversation, tell us what's on your mind. Be back in three.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Welcome Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number one, almost in the can, final segment. Curtis Chubb in talking about water, but I want to put out a public broadcast to my brother from another mother, Mark. He's on assignment. Gave us a call. Wish him well. Put him up in your prayers. Keep him safe. Everybody here in the studio says hello to you. You take care of yourself. Curtis, let's not waste any time. Okay. Time is limited here. Talk to us. What you got?
Okay, so the problem is that the Grand Ward District, Post Oak, has permitted way too much water. I mean, for example, the Carrizo, which is one of our main aquifers, the recharge rate is 1,600 acre-feet a year. They have permitted 24,000 acre-feet. So 25 times more than recharge. So there's no question why the Carrizo wells are going dry, because there's no recharge. So what is Post Oak doing about how to stop these wells from going dry? One thing is they just approved more pumping for the Sinsboro at the Alcor property, which is that's only 6 miles away from Rockdale.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's stopping it.
No. Well, so within 2 acres, within 2 years, they're going to be pumping water to Samsung, 34,000 acre feet, which is 57 million gallons of water per day is what Samsung needs. And they've all figured out how to do that. The Grand Ward District approved all of this.
Curtis, can I ask a question?
Sure.
When you're giving us these 57 millions, 44 millions, if you, by the time they're all in operation, do you have a quick guesstimate of what the total millions of gallons would be?
No, I did not do that.
But it's going to be over 100
yeah,
million, right?
Those two only, yes.
Those two already?
Yeah.
That doesn't count anything else?
No. And I just, that's what worries me. The concept that the Grand Ward District appears to be approve all permits. Because, I mean, everybody says we don't want to get sued. And my argument is they're here to protect our aquifers and not worry about being sued. And then they say, well, we have to help the state of Texas. And I say, we are the state of Texas. They're here to help us. We pay them millions of dollars. Their budget is like $4 to $5 million a year. The cash cows down there are taking the general managers, the hydrologists, and the attorneys suck all this money in. And our wells are going dry. They do nothing. They won't give us any idea about how they're going to correct it. But they did say in a grant application they put in last year to the Department of Interior, USA, they said, since the Vista Ridge project began production, this is their quote, water level declines of up to several hundred feet have been observed. Water level declines are expected to increase in the Carrizo-Wilcox aquifer over the next few decades as pumping continues. They're not going to help us. They're throwing us under the bus.
Is this like a canary in the coal mine scenario where you don't know what's happening because it's underground and you're not paying attention to it?
No, you see it. The wells are going dry. That's the canary. So, although they have no ideas what to do, they don't give us any ideas what to do, I have some ideas. We've tried new directors. We have tried, you know, over the 20-plus years. Same problems. Our wells are going dry. There's three people who have been there the entire 20-plus years. The general manager, the hydrologist, and the law firm had two attorneys, the same law firm. So why haven't they been replaced? If the directors, replacing the directors don't solve it, those guys should either resign or be fired.
Okay, a question, a rebuttal question.
Sure.
How does this area grow without companies coming in and they need water? How do we solve this problem?
If they come here in our area, it'd be fine. 142 miles of San Antonio, 25 miles of Taylor is where all the water is going. And you have to preserve it for us, the ranchers, and the people who live in the country. You can't just keep on throwing all this water away.
So, okay, I'm the guy on your shoulder,
sure.
Either side. So you have all these people down in San Antonio. What, how many? Over a million?
I forgot.
Okay.
It took a couple million.
And if they don't have water down there, you know that's never going to happen. The majority is going to outrule the minority. So is this a winning scenario?
No, that's the concept. Is everybody's worried about the urban areas are going to take all the rural county water. I mean, it's like we're a water colony now for San Antonio. In California, Los Angeles did that to Owens Valley. And Owens Valley now is a desert. I don't want Milan County to be hurt, or Berkshire County. We have to have a Grand Ward District stand up for us. And if it takes being sued, you get sued. But you don't lay down and give her water away. If Texas wants the water, make them come take it.
You still have.
Let me say this real quick. It's interesting to note that while Post Oak Savannah, as far as I know, has never been involved in a lawsuit, the other water districts across the state of Texas, almost all of them, and I think it may be at least 97-98% of them, that are doing their job and denying permits where they see it might do damage to their local aquifer, are being sued. That's one of the things that they're supposed to do is protect our water. And as Curtis says, if it means being sued, so be it.
They have $5 million at the bank.
Okay, so we've got... How much time I got, Toby?
You got like 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Okay, let me say something.
Oh, yeah, 6 minutes.
I know, but let me say something.
I haven't alerted anyone yet.
I know, but I'm asking because I want to say something here. You've been talking and giving ideas, but I said in the beginning, and you probably already did, but I want to reiterate it. We've got a population out there who are just like me. I'm an average Joe with a 25-cent brain. What's your attacking points? If you gave me 3 points and the 25-cent value of words that people can comprehend and understand as to what the action plan is for them, what they can do.
People have to talk to the idea of a groundwater district is local control.
Yes.
So we have these district directors who are supposed to be talking to us. I've yet to find a district director that ever have a meeting with anybody. I went down to Rockdale City Hall once. You know, Kerry Stearns was the director at that time, right across the hall, right the highway, his dealership. Mm-hmm. I asked him, did the district director ever come over to talk to you over the last 15 years? No. No. So how do you represent us when they never talk to us? And then when I send in stuff to them, I never get a reply. It's like I'm a bad person or something.
I can see them setting up a meeting and putting out a broadcast and nobody shows up. That's the ignorance and the apathy of the public. But
that's fine.
But if so it's partially our fault for the apathy of it, but they must broadcast and make themselves available. So if you're sending in information, it should at least be getting responded to somebody who's energetic about it and concerned about it.
They get nothing.
Well, and that's part of the problem. You are the bad guy because you're demanding accountability.
I'm the bad guy.
All right. Anytime you want to question the government, I mean, I see this every day in my practice, and I'm going to put
what
a legal
practice do you have?
I'm a lawyer.
Okay.
I'm going to put a legal aspect on this. You said they've never been sued. If here's the thing, you own what's beneath you,
right,
on your property.
That's what they argue.
That's exactly what the argument is. Now, water, of course, you know, it's not like, I mean, water moves. If you put a spoon in a cup and you take out, it's gonna move for the entire cup. And it's the same way with water rights. The thing is, when you are using a shared resource that everybody owns, okay, and your usage of that resource affects the rights of others that
that's
also
it.
Own that resource, then you have a lawsuit there and you
taking.
Yes, it's a taking. Exactly. That's what I was getting to. It is a taking under the Constitution.
Smart guy.
Yes. And
that's why he's on the show there, Curtis.
It goes against what we were explained last week. Completely contradicts what he explained. He said it's like if you, me and you had a birthday and mama made us a cake and you get half a cake and I get half a cake and I choose to eat some today and you don't, that's your right. But if I keep choosing to eat up until the day that I can choose to eat yours too, it is up for my grabs. That is what he said.
Yes, but and I understand that analogy. The difference between that is that's partitionable. You can partition a cake into this is my half, this is your half. It's the same as like when a husband dies and it, the house is a community house, that 50% share, even though you know, and here's a better way of putting it, you've got a husband and wife, but the husband has kids that aren't the wife's kids. Yeah. So it's from a previous marriage. Well, his 50% share of that house goes to his kids. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean you have to cut the house in half. It also doesn't mean you have to sell it. But in water rights, essentially everybody owns that water, but you have to use it legally and responsibly. Yeah. If you use it to the extent where someone else's rights are being invaded, that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah.
So just me using the water isn't the problem. Me using the water to your detriment is the problem.
Let me give Curtis the last few
minutes.
I just, you know, it's just really interesting. I keep on coming back here in my little presentation. I was going to say, what are they doing to stop the water? Me, that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do? They're out going to build a new office building, multi-million-dollar building out there in Milano. And, you know, why are they focusing on that instead of trying to figure out how to save our water?
Right.
And it's just, they're going to have 16 office spaces out there.
I can say that about sports. Why are you focusing so much money on sports when your grades are failing?
But this is our lifeblood. I mean, we need our groundwater. And these people don't even talk about it anymore. They talk about, you know, rainwater harvesting lessons or how much money to give to somebody. And just, we're forgotten.
Curtis, time shows no mercy. I have about a minute and 20 seconds, so go ahead and wrap up. Take the following time and wrap up whatever you want to say.
Well, I just,
Contact information. If you
there's ways to stop this big water people from hurting us. They can give them all the permits they want to, but they should have monitor wells at the perimeter of their permit. You know, they had 20,000 acres. I want 3 monitor wells out there. If those monitor wells drop 50 feet, you slow down pumping until it comes back up. Because if you don't, it's like your friend was saying, everybody else gets hurt. So they have 5% of the land down in Vista Ridge, and they're hurting 5 counties. It's just something wrong. And these guys aren't helping us.
That was 25 cents right there.
10 cents.
10 cents. Nickel and a piece of gum, okay?
This is a complete other side of the coin, because last week's...
That's the idea.
Totally
I love it. I appreciate
you
the opportunity.
And I want to change my quote based on this.
Okay,
this
hold skit. Up. I got to go. We're going to take a break. Curtis, it was a pleasure to have you here.
Frank,
thank you very much. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the program.
Thanks, Frank.
Feel free. When we come back after the break, I got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She can help you. She's a liaison. I like that word. I always say it. Liaison.
Liaison.
Between you and the IRS. So when we come back, she'll tell you all about it. 254-697-6633.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer.
grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. My special guest today, also CJ Grisham, attorney CJ Grisham. I can say that now without any hesitations, right? Shelby, my board operator, Frank Summers, still in studio. Thank you, Curtis. Chuck,
you want me to leave?
No, I'll let you stay, man.
Okay, thanks.
By the way, CJ, there you go, buddy.
That's your shirt. Right, I'm the only one that got the communist red.
No, you and the colonel.
You're an attorney.
You and the colonel. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook. Oh, bubble. Mm-hmm. 98.5 KRXT, Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Calls here in the studio at 254-697-6633. And don't be messing with my rifle, no. What'd you do to my rifle?
The little strap is right here.
Oh, no.
Right there. Okay. I didn't do it.
Not me did it.
Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, check out all the sponsors, support the sponsors, and support the program. It's a circle of life. Without them, I don't exist. And if you like what you're hearing and you want to keep it going, I need you to support the sponsors. If you want to donate, go to aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, scroll down to the middle of the page, and there's a donation button there. You can do it on a monthly basis. It'd be greatly appreciated. It takes a lot of money to keep this show on the air on two radio stations all month long, so your donations are greatly appreciated. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Hey. Oh, wait a minute. I apologize. CJ, give me the quote before we start this.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, so this is a different quote. Ignore the earlier one, just based on the last conversation. So who said this? And there are many different variations, but the actual quote is, whiskey is for drinking, water is for fighting. So there's your quote. Right. Whiskey is for drinking, water is for fighting.
Got it. Let her use the gold.
There you go.
Wow, I get the golden
microphone.
The golden mat mic. Excellent. Well, it's good to be here. Thank you. If you are listening in for the first time, my name is Christine Stevenson. I am an enrolled agent. I used to work for the IRS. Now I defend people or represent people.
Nobody's perfect, Christine.
Hey.
Nobody's perfect.
Hey, all of our life experiences, you know, can be used for good.
Yes, good point. Oh, so, put this book up so that
yeah, so I, I'm the author of, what's the name of that book? How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, the 10 Best Tax Tips for the Self-Employed Gig Worker and Indie Contractor. It's the basic rock bottom stuff you need to know if you are self-employed, you're thinking about throwing open the garage doors and making widgets and selling them. All the good stuff you need to know and do to avoid trouble with the IRS. And I wrote this book based on 7 years at the IRS and then my work in financial coaching and all my work in the tax industry, tax prep field, just all a bunch of good stuff in there. You can get it on Amazon. It's also an audiobook. I am the narrator of the book, so it's on all the major platforms, Audible, Spotify, Nook, whatever. You can go listen to that. If you want to contact me, call me, send me a text at 737-234-0196. That's 737-234-0196. So in addition to being an enrolled agent, I'm a finance coach, a personal finance coach. If you know who Dave Ramsey is, I'm one of the Ramsey preferred coaches. So if you have trouble with your money, your budget, trying to figure out what to do in the future, how to fund your kids' college education, how to save, how to, this is what I hear a lot from people is, gee, you know, I want to retire at some point by my choice, not because I have to keep working and can't go well into retirement. I want to retire before the actual retirement age. Anyway, so I help a lot of people out with their money. So there's been some interesting things going on with the IRS. There's always interesting things going on with the IRS. But the other day, August 2nd, Janet Yellen came out. She made some the Secretary of the Treasury. She came out and was commenting on Fitch. Fitch is one of the agencies that rates the United States government's credit, our credit rating. And we were downgraded from AAA to AA+. And I'm not an economist by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that the U.S. economy is generally pretty strong overall. It's the best economy in the world. But this is interesting. Here's a little quote that I wanted to read to kind of begin the show here. It says, over the past few years, the American economy has been seen a historic recovery from the depths of the pandemic downturn. Over 13 million new jobs have been created since January of 2021. Our unemployment rate stands at 3.6%, near historic lows. Some of these things are up for grabs, I think. Overall, annual inflation has declined every month for the past year, and our economy continues to grow. So those are some pretty big statements. I think the average
Please
American,
tell me that's coming from a government website.
It's from a government agent.
That's what I thought.
There we go. Little spin going on there. Janet Yellen. So she prefaced this, these remarks preferencing the progress on modernization at the IRS. So then Danny Werfel came in, and he's the IRS commissioner. And he was giving us an update, and I wish the colonel were here because he's always talking about those 87,000 agents that the IRS is, you know, going to be sending out. So, colonel, if you're listening, this one's for you. And my counter argument is, they're not all agents. We have to be careful with terminology. As you know, terminology, words matter. And so it's not...
Well, they are all agents of oppression.
Okay, there's a turn of phrase, yes. So these 87,000 agents, some of them are basic line employees, frontline employees. So, for instance, 5,000 new hires out of that 87,000 are people that are answering the phones. Regular, you know, GS4, GS5, GS6 and 7, some lower level, mid-level employees. They're answering the phone because that's a huge complaint most people have. Is, oh, I can't get through to the IRS. You know, the line's always busy. And this is a real problem. And that comes from decades, really since 2010, when we started having continuing resolutions on the budget matters, and budgets weren't being passed, and we just stuck with the old budget. But no, there's been a lot of not been hired, attrition and underemployment at the IRS, and no modernization. That's where I was going with this, is the modernization. So, interestingly, in 2024, as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, which is kind of an interesting thing, in 2024, the IRS is going partly paperless with filing, which is very interesting. What's going to happen is you can still paper file. Oh, pop quiz real quick here. Okay. How many paper returns and forms are received by the IRS?
Paper.
Paper.
Actual paper.
Actual paper in a given year.
In a percentage
year.
Or numbers?
A number. Pop quiz. What would you guess?
I'll say six figures.
Okay.
I just don't know how high or how low. I'll say half a million.
Okay, I'm going to say 2 million.
Okay. Anybody else want to take a guess? Paper and stuff.
5 million.
5 million?
12 million.
Okay. Well, you would win 76 million.
Oh, my God.
People paper still returns. File paper
yes.
returns?
That's
especially
why I say
over.
Half a million.
Right. Especially over a certain age.
Okay.
Paper returns
yeah.
are being filed. So 76 million pieces of paper going to the IRS. Okay. How many pieces of paper are received at the IRS annually? This is correspondence. People writing back to
Wendy,
the notices.
Are you giving a cup away or something if we get the right answer?
No, I'm sorry. No, this is.
You get a piece of chocolate.
You get a piece of chocolate. So how many pieces of paper does the IRS get in response to those notices that they're sending out saying, you know, you owe tax, Matt? Take a guess. How many physical
Also, each piece of paper.
Wait. Yes. So the IRS is sending two.
So you've gotten a notice from the IRS that says, we think you owe more tax. Respond back. And you respond back in some fashion. You write a note.
Oh, how many responses?
Okay, 1.2 billion.
No, I don't think anybody answers.
Wait, are we talking about the number of people or the number
pieces of paper?
Pieces of paper. Pieces of paper.
I have no idea.
125 million. 125
oh,
million.
Man, that was way over.
Paper.
It's no wonder my SBR is taking so long.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
So all that paper comes in, the IRS has to do something with it. They have to store it, okay, for a period of time. How many...
Unless you're Hunter Biden.
Unless you're Hunter Biden. How many pieces of paper are being stored, not annually, but kind of just in general right now? How many pieces?
In a garage or in a, like a warehouse?
In Joe Biden's garage?
A billion pieces of paper.
See, I was about to say 1.2 billion again.
Yeah, you'd be close there. A billion pieces of paper. What do you think that costs us? Just to store all that paper.
More than that.
No, actually, it only costs $40 million.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. So $40 million to store all that paper.
And that's each year, right?
That's, yes, that's on an annual basis.
Okay.
So the digitization of information coming into the IRS is actually a good thing. And this is part of what the money that the IRS got from the Inflation Reduction Act
does. Christine, what's the negative side of that? Do you have a negative side to it being digital?
Well, hacking. Where they're storing it. Yeah. Who's storing it? Where that's being stored. And I'm not a tech person per se. Like, they got to store it in some kind of, you know, computer farm somewhere, I'm guessing. I'm not really certain.
And so you'd also miss a paper trail in case that can happen and the data's lost. You have to do it all over again.
Yeah, that's potentially part of it. Okay. Yeah. So it's actually a good thing, because here's what happens. You send your, right now, you send your response in to the IRS. It goes eventually to a specific person, someone's desk. And there that sits, waiting to be worked in their inventory. And you, the taxpayer, you're calling in and saying, hey, did you get my fax? Did you get the response I mailed in? And if you're not talking to the very person that has your piece of paper on the desk,
right,
all that person on the phone.
There really is a simple, I mean, it sounds very complicated, but the reality is just abolish the IRS.
We're going to take a break. Christine Stevenson, back in 3 minutes, 254-697-6633. You made a comment and I wanted to hit on it, but can't remember what it was. I'll think about it during the break. Be back.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
People are trying to give me dollar items, and I'm a 25-cent guy. Look, I'm basic. It's raw meat. It's firearms. It's 4th of July. Speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to do this in the opening, but I tripped up on myself, and I got off track. This is the theme of this program, patriotism. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican, Independent, Green Party. I don't care who you are. You're freaking American. And if you're not American, then get the hell out. Or if you're not American, shut the hell up, okay? If you don't have the right or the ability or the capability to put input into this country, then be quiet. The country's divided into three. The one-third don't know what they've got. The second-third know what they've got, but they won't do anything. And the other third, us, are out there trying to get this country back on track. Just putting it out there. Get your patriotism back in your heart. Get off your bottom and put the patriotism in your heart. I have pause. Go ahead, Christine.
Thank you. Wow. Here I am talking about IRS stuff and doing your part to do your civic duty and pay your taxes and file your return. So if you're just listening, I'm Christine Stevenson. I'm an enrolled agent, and I defend people, represent people in front of the IRS. And you can reach me at 737-234-0196. So here's a quick quote for 2024, what you will be able to do when you file your tax returns. Next year, taxpayers will be able to digitally submit all correspondence, non-tax forms, and responses to notices. As a result, the IRS estimates more than 94% of individual taxpayers will no longer ever need to send mail to the IRS. So that's a pretty good thing. All that paper's cut down. Now it's digitized. All the line item people that are answering the phones can go into their system, bring up your correspondence, and the fact that the piece of paper you sent is sitting on someone's desk in the old days, now everybody has access to it.
Now I know the question I was going to ask you. With that piece of paper on the desk,
yes.
When the next day's papers come in, does it get put on top of that paper, or does that paper get put on top of the stack?
No. It sits there on top of the stack until, for the most part, it's resolved. So it doesn't get shuffled to the bottom with the new stuff on top.
Okay,
the new stuff has to go into inventory and wait. This is how it actually works. The new stuff goes into inventory, gets put in a huge, gigantic row of shelves. It's assigned to a specific person at the IRS in the department. And they go physically and they walk to that shelf, pull that stack of stuff out, take that stack to their desk, and they begin working through
it. So depending on the motivation and the character of the individual doing it will determine the amount of speed or rate of speed you get the response back.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
and not all government workers are as efficient as you might think. So the digital submission actually really is a good thing. It's a good thing that it's getting modernized. Danny Werfel, he's been the IRS commissioner now for about 5 months, he's really making some good changes, so my hat is off to them. And this is again, this is a really big deal. You can digitally submit ID theft related documents, proof of eligibility to claim your kids. That's a big one. Every year, the Treasury sends out billions of dollars in credits, refunds to people for the kids that they have in earned income credit. and additional child tax credit. And not everyone is eligible to claim kids, and they do so wrongly. And I want to here's a quote, actually, another one I was going to talk about. Danny Werfel was talking about, everybody loves to go after the millionaires. The millionaires are the bad guys, and they're the ones not paying the taxes, and they're evading taxes. Well, that's true, but across the board, every level of income is evading taxes in some way, and a lot of people are getting tax refunds in other ways. Do you have a comment?
Well, yes. I was just going to say, I try to evade taxes any way I legally can.
No, that's a bad term. I don't like that word, evade.
Why not?
Because Trump said it best. Look, you've been, not you, but the politicians, you've been there for 30 years. You made the rules, and you're taking advantage of. I'm taking advantage. Yes. I'm not.
Right. He's not evading. He's taking taxes. Yes.
And you can do it too.
And the big thing is okay, so if you're super wealthy, you can hire a bank of CPAs and people very well versed in tax law. And okay, good for them. Take advantage of the code. Congress wrote it. The IRS is implementing it. And if you have some really smart CPAs, then great. Take advantage of the law. But here's what Werfel said. We're expanding our work to ensure millionaires play by the same rules as everyone else. In this area, we are already starting to see results, holding millionaire tax delinquents accountable and collecting hefty amounts of owed taxes. Okay, great. If you're evading, if you're not paying your, quote, fair share, fine. But I want to point out that there are millions of people, non-millionaires, that also get tons of money in their refunds because they are janking the system just as much as the millionaire taxpayers are, except they're not using CPAs to do it. They're going in and they're creating tax returns with information that is, quite frankly, false. And I saw it, I don't want to say a million times at the IRS, but I saw it thousands of times at the IRS.
And I would say, I think it's worse. That's actually worse than the millionaires that are evading taxes, because when you have people that are filing these refunds, that are getting these refunds, they're actually taking refunds. Money.
Yes, they are taking
Whereas, you know, a millionaire is just keeping the government from getting their money.
Yes, yes.
And so I think that's even worse when you've got, you know, all these...
The money's actually leaving the Treasury.
You know, if we said this with all purity and honesty, there's rules made by people in positions, and they come up with these laws, and until it's changed, you must abide by the law. Yes. Take advantage of every little loophole you can. It's the one inside those realms I don't care about, because they get what they got coming to them.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to do it. If you can take advantage of it, take advantage of it. But if you go past that, then, you know, man, come on, you're screwing the system.
Yes, and that's a lot of what is going on. So TIGDA, in May of 2020, TIGDA put out a report, and here's a little quote I took. It says, critically, only one taxpayer may claim the dependent for tax-related benefits. And this is this earned income credit that I'm referring to. Although, as the Treasury report, the TIGDA report points out, this is hardly the case in reality. Many people are trying to claim, parents specifically, caregivers, are trying to claim kids that aren't theirs, or they're taking their neighbor's kid and they're putting it on their tax return, or they're making up they're not making up social security numbers. Those are legit. But they're taking social security numbers from someone they know, and they're using it on their tax returns. And the IRS is supposed to their, you know, they're trying, they're supposed to catch this. The supposed, and so when this happens, here's where I'm going with this. When they catch the person and the person can't verify that this is their actual child, they're supposed to assess what's called an erroneous, the IRS assesses an erroneous refund penalty against that person for falsely claiming someone that's not their child, and so they're getting this credit. And they make these people recertify that, yep, this really is my child now that I'm claiming. They have to recertify before they can get that credit again. And they have the option to apply a 2-year or 10-year ban on that person to not claim that dependent anymore on their tax return. And the report says is that the IRS is not using its enforcement power on these lower-income taxpayers that are targeted. They're not giving them this penalty that they're able to do. You never hear about that in the news. You always hear about the, you know, the millionaire people. You don't hear about the less income people that are wrongly claiming these credits. So there's plenty of blame to go around on all levels of income, and it bothers me that they always pick on the millionaires, and that's kind of what the comment was.
That bothers me too. And I think the problem is that nobody seems to care about breaking the law as it relates to taxes unless you're somebody with money. And, you know, there's like this double standard of, look, I hope to one day be a billionaire. It's only going to happen if I win the lottery. But, you know.
Got to buy a ticket.
Yeah. I mean, I only buy a ticket when it gets over $500 million.
Christine, but, you know, when you're talking, I've said this before about others, the people on this program, the integrity and all that kind of stuff. It may come across sometimes that you're against the taxpayer. You're not. You're the person.
No, I'm the opposite. I'm actually for them.
And what you're doing is you're explaining the facts, and you're explaining it in a way where if somebody's listening to you, they go, okay.
What's she saying?
She's saying this, and she's telling me straight, and she's going to tell me what the repercussions are. So if you're feeling aggressed upon it, no, it's like saying, hey, don't do that because you're going to get stomped by the government. Did I misquote?
Yeah, no,
did
that's,
I say
that's anything? Pretty good. Yeah. I'm not, it might sound like it sometimes, an IRS apologist. I'm really not.
That's what I was trying to get at. Okay. She's not doing that. She's trying to say, watch out. Because if you don't do it right, these guys, the power of the government, the IRS, what do you say in your commercial? The most powerful
collections agency in the world. That's right. They are.
I listen to that commercial. I go, oh.
So where I wanted to kind of wrap this is, here's Janet Yellen saying, oh, great economy, and we're doing fabulous, and all these jobs. And yeah, some of that's coming along. The same, a week, let's see, on August 8th, so Janet Yellen spoke August 2nd. On August 8th, the Federal Reserve released new findings that says Americans' credit card debt has gone to $1 trillion.
Christine, don't rush it up. Dang. We'll come back after the break and finish it up.
Okay, so contact me.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
It's 737-234-0196. Send me a text. Leave me a voicemail. I promise I'll get back to you. I'll help you out. We'll have a conversation.
And if you can't remember, once again, go to aaronsgunshop.com, AARONSgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Scroll down. Find her link. You'll see her business card there. Click on it and send you right to her. Okay. If you can't remember all the data she just gave you, aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. We're going to take a break. Be back in three. And I believe Christine's going to finish up what she was doing here. And the quotes, we had Michelle got the right quote. It was Mark Twain. And that was on CJ's quote.
Oh,
so
good.
Very good.
Yeah.
If we had a drone.
Whiskey
like
is for drinking. Water is for fighting.
There you go. Okay. We'll be back in three.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV Gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. service. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Captain Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, your host. Special guest host today is Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. We'll be talking over here in just a second. Also in the studio, C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham, Frank Summers, Judge Frank Summers, Shelby Meyer, my board operator, and you, the listening audience. I want to promote a new sponsor. This guy is awesome. Luis Hernandez the second. He's the owner of a veteran. He's a veteran and is a veteran-owned business, AquaWorks. You can get them at AquaWorksRainGutters.com. AquaWorksRainGutters.com. I know it's not raining now, and this is the perfect time to do it. But he's veteran-owned. It's a veteran-owned business. He's got lifetime warranties. Number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. He's got 5 to 6 inch gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters available. Licensed and insured. Give him a call, 254-392-9432. Check him out. Great guy. You'll love him. All right, 254-697-6633 is the number here in the studio if you want to call. Got a question for Christine or anybody else on the panel here. Christine, take it away.
Thank you, Matt. If you want to reach me directly, send me a text. Give me a call, 737-234-0196. So I wanted to sort of wrap up here in the next few minutes with how the state of Americans are doing with their money. So I was talking about the Federal Reserve. They just released new findings that Americans' credit card debt has shot past the $1 trillion mark. That was on August 8th they released that.
That's a lot of freaking money.
That's a lot of money. And people are struggling with their credit card debt. And there's a lot of reasons as to why that may be true. It's spending that we're buying stuff that we shouldn't be buying or don't need to buy because we want it.
Is it survival spending?
Some of it, yes, is survival spending. And I want to, Forbes came out with a great article on that. I was reading just the other day that it's not just the extra stuff, it's the necessities. It's buying food.
Yep.
It's paying for gas. Recently, I was just up in Washington State. Cheap gas was $4.65 a gallon.
Yeah, right.
Here in Texas, I went by Brookshire Brothers, and I think it was $3.45 on my way in. So that's $1.25 more. And that was the cheap gas. I saw well over $5 in many, many places around Washington State. So I'm assuming it's higher in California.
Do they you pump your own gas up there?
You pump your own gas in Washington.
Okay.
Yes.
Because didn't they used to not let that? Or is that Portland? Or is that Oregon?
New Jersey. I know New Jersey.
Oregon.
They won't let
Oregon.
You, but
they changed it.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Well, they did. Okay.
Why?
Used to not be able to pump your own gas. Yeah, you actually had to have an attendant.
You had an attendant, yeah.
In Oregon and New Jersey.
I kind of actually like that because I remember those days. Fill it up, please. Stay in the car.
Yeah, wash your windows, maybe. Anyway, so it's
ain't Mayberry anymore.
So that's right. So the price of gas, the price of food. We were there 3 weeks and spent over $800 on groceries. And we were eating in. We weren't going out or very little. $800 on groceries. Right now, we spend about $500 a month, my husband and I, on groceries for a month, and we spent $800 in 3 weeks. So the people that are living in Washington State, really the whole West Coast, I mean, it's just so this is why we have $1 trillion of debt. In part is because people are buying necessities,
and it's going to get worse.
And right, and there's Janet Yellen talking about the robust consumer spending that's going on, and the way that's spun is, wow, you know, robust spending. You know, using a credit card is not robust spending necessarily. And so Bank of America also, interestingly, released a report same day, August 8th, that's talking about more hardship withdrawals out of 401k plans. People are taking money out. And the primary reason, that were coming out, 72% were used for healthcare expenses. People are taking money out of their 401k if they're allowed to. That's called a hardship withdrawal. And a company allows that, not the IRS. So by the way, if you're taking money out of your 401k and you don't repay it, there's a certain amount of time, I believe it's 5 years off the top of my head, the IRS is going to assume that's all income, you'll pay income tax on that, and you'll get penalized if you're taking the money out before you're age 59 and a half.
We got lots of timers, so no problem. Yeah. I got a question, though. Does it break down the ages of the people taking out 401s for medical purposes? Let me clarify my question. Yes. Is it old age, or is it people's lifestyle is causing them to get sick, eating crappy food, not
exercising? I'm sure lifestyle's involved. They didn't break it down that far. And this is Bank of America. They're participants in this particular, in the company. All the people that have 401ks that is managed by Bank of America.
Because that would be great information if somebody could realize that, hey, this
Shelley
is your...
Shelley could probably talk about that. Yes.
This is your future.
Right.
If you don't want to lose your money in your 401, stay healthy.
And health costs, right. Stay healthy.
Well, it's all connected, too. You know, we just hit $1 trillion in credit card debt in this country. And so people can't probably even put their medical expenses on a credit card anymore because they're all maxed out.
They're maxed out. And not only are they maxed out, the interest rates, every time the whoever raises the interest rate, the institution just went out of my head. Federal Reserve. Every time they raise the interest rate, banks raise their interest rates and their credit card interest rates jack up through the roof. So let's say you're trying to pay off, you know, your credit card, and it was maybe 10%, 12% was part of your interest. Now it's 25%. So for every dollar you are sending to pay off your debt, 25 cents of that goes towards interest and only 75 cents towards actual debt.
You're good with this. If you look at your credit card statement, it shows if you just pay the minimum balance.
I don't have credit card statements, Matt.
I know, but you're familiar with it.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm familiar with this, yes.
And it shows if you've got this much, this is what it would take. This is what
it
takes.
Oh, it shows how many
years.
If you're making minimum payments, like, oh my gosh.
And how much interest you paid.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Which is, this comes up. So this, now we enter into coaching, and this is why, I like people to focus on paying off debt as quickly as they can for this very reason, because they're losing, you work hard for your money and you're losing it by paying interest to credit card companies, oftentimes for stuff you don't need to buy. If it's necessities, okay, that's one thing. But this gets into budgets, and if you don't have a budget, the importance of having one and why you need one. And if you need a budget, if you don't know how to make a budget, call me. Send me a text, 737-234-0196. I will show you a very easy way to make a budget. It is not complicated. It really is pretty easy. Where the rubber meets the road is how you're choosing to spend your money. That's the big thing. So how much time do we have here? Where are we at?
5 minutes.
Oh, I got 5 minutes?
There's no rush.
Oh, wonderful.
No.
So, you know, they made this comment about the robust consumer spending, and I'm thinking, you know, what rock are you living under? And these were analysts that were making these comments on the Federal Reserve release. And I thought, wow, you know, people are really struggling. And, you know, so the question becomes, well, what do I do? I have all this credit card debt. And I rarely, and I mean rarely, tell people, you know, if you can transfer your debt from this 25% interest card to a 0% APR card. And I really, because then you're kind of, it's bad money after good money. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul.
But you're only paying principal.
Yes. And so I do, there's one lady, I'll give you a quick story. One lady here in Temple, she's an older lady. I won't say where she worked, it doesn't even matter. She is going into retirement and she has some debt and she is working to pay off her credit card debt. And so now she's going to be on a fixed income here in the next few months. And to her credit, she's paid off about $10,000 or $13,000 in the last year. And she's in her 70s paying off this debt, trying to get rid of it. And so I talked to her about, you know, what you might want to do for the next 18 months is find a credit card company, because you've got the debt, you're paying it off, and switch it from credit card A company to credit card B company, because for the next 18 months, mm-hmm. It's going to be 0% interest. And so all the money you're sending in is going to go towards right. the debt.
And I know you were opposed to the credit card. But if you already got the debt, that's the way to go.
This can be a way to go. You have to change all sorts of other behaviors, which she has done, which is why we talked about it as an option. So there's an option for you. Another option is call your credit card company. Negotiate with them, if you can, to get a lower rate of interest.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Pull out all stops. Say, hey, you know, I've been a longtime customer. I've been, you know, faithfully, you know, charging debt and paying it off. Can you reduce my rate or at least hold steady at where I was going? So those are some of the things that that you can do. We can't do anything about inflation at an individual level. We just have to deal with it, you know. So that's not going away anytime soon. And in coaching, when I talk with people, it's really kind of tough because I have to challenge them on spending your money. Okay, it's really difficult to say, I'm sorry, Frank, you can't buy this, that, or the other because you really don't have the money to be spending on that.
I already know that.
Okay, so you know it, right? So a lot of people I meet, you know, I have to tell them, I'm sorry, you can't pay for ballet lessons for your child. You can't do kids sports. Kids sports are a huge suck.
Gosh. Yeah, see? $65 for soccer this year.
Yeah. So you got your application.
Pay for everything.
The cleats.
Yes. Shin guards. I'm like, I'm paying for the name.
Yeah. So this is a big thing. So these are some of the conversations I have. I'm sorry, Shelby.
No. It is wild.
You don't have the money to pay for your kids' sports. You don't have money to go on that vacation that I know you promised your kids you were going to go to Disney World. You know, but $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 later, it's okay. Your kids are going to survive if you don't go to Disney World.
You're talking like my childhood.
Okay.
Well. It's like, Matt, if you want that, you're going to have to go get a job and earn it.
Mm-hmm. There you
okay.
go.
And then when you go do it, you become independent, you get your own stuff, and you learn finances, and you get better at it. I've paused.
Hopefully you get better at it. Most of us learn the hard way. It's not really taught in schools anymore. We used mm-hmm. to have home ec mm-hmm. back in the day.
Wood shop.
There we go. Parents, you know, parents don't really, my parents didn't really talk about it. So I've had to learn it the hard way. And it was the hard way for me. And I had to dig myself out of a hole. And that's why I'm really good at helping other people dig themselves out of the hole. I've been down there. I know what it looks like. I know what it smells like. And I know
how to
get out of it.
And what we're going to do, Christine, is after this break, we're going to come back and you're going to tell everybody once again how they can get a hold of you. And
Excellent.
Then we'll continue on with the show. She'll be in here for the rest of the show. Be back in 3 minutes, 254-697-6633.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Everybody, welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Finishing up the second hour, final segment. Got another hour to go. It's an action-packed 3 hours. I'll tell you, if I only had 5 days a week, what I could do. Anyway, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, tell everybody how they get a hold of you and all the other services that you provide when it comes to finances.
Yeah, so you can get a hold of me at 737-234-0196. If you want to shoot me an email, it's Christine with a K. Christine.
That's a bad word to say here with these guys. Shoot me an email.
Send me an email, Christine@ChristineStevensonEA.com. And Stevenson is with a V. Christine@ChristineStevensonEA.com. As an enrolled agent, I can handle any tax matter, anything the IRS throws at you. And I can talk to any department at the IRS, a revenue officer, a collections agent, an auditor, tax compliance officer, an examiner.
What about all those armed agents?
No. Then you maybe need to be talking to CJ because you need a criminal defense lawyer. Do you do criminal defense?
I do. That's actually mostly what I do.
Ah, so CJ's your man. There we go. So if the IRS shows up at your doorstep and they show you their badges and they say, hi, we're here from the government, we're here to help you. After you shut the door, your first call is to
CJ. We're
going to
take you to a safe place.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we're from the government. We're here to help. Isn't that what Ronald Reagan said? No.
So anyway, yeah, that's who you get a hold of me and I can help you with your personal finance as well. Budgets, savings, whatever you got going on.
Very good. Thank you, Christine. And Shelby, do me a favor. Make the correction on the quote.
It says Donna Argood actually got your quote.
Oh, Donna, okay. you're so smart.
So smart. You're so smart. I had a lovely lady call and make a correction.
Now, Donna, are you drinking whiskey or water?
I don't hear anything, so we'll have to have a call at 254-697.
Drink call water. Back and let us know.
All right. I want to go over something here. I've got a few articles. Actually, I got a bunch of articles that I want to hit on. Oh, you're so smart. You got to keep swapping microphones back and forth. You just go sit for the microphone.
Yeah, you got to scoot over. Here we go. Tight.
What's that game called with the music's playing?
Musical chairs.
Musical chairs. Thank you.
It's literally basic musical chairs.
Shelby, you're supposed to uplift me, not make me look like an idiot, okay? Just kidding. Former Kamala Harris staffer says the VP is unpopular in polls because she's a black woman and a history maker.
No.
All right. What history has she made? And wait, well, is
she's not even black?
Is she Indian this time? Black this time?
Secretary there's ever been
in. Yeah. Let's get the emotion. Let's get the jokes out of here. Let's just talk serious.
Yeah.
Why, staffer, are you bringing this up? Are you doing it to deviate from the truth of the matter that she's not fit for the job? I'm not going to say she's stupid. Kamala's not stupid. She's smart. She's educated. I'm not going to say how I think she got in her position, although that may be part of it.
When you say position.
So I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. But look, the one who passes gas and says, hey, who did that? The first one who smelt it dealt it.
I thought we were done with the jokes.
You need to do some uplifting here.
So the one who pulls out the race card, from my observation and experience, is the freaking racist. I could care less if you're black, green, white, polka dots. It's your character that matters. Thank you, Martin Luther King.
You know, and most people don't even think about race until someone calls them racist. And I, you know what, the sad part of this is, do racists exist? Yes. I honestly think they're so few and far between. They've been ostracized. They've been shunned. You know, the real racists, they're hiding now. Okay,
look, back to Trump. Remember, he had all the black church leaders. Was it?
Yeah.
He said this is the most non-prejudiced president there is.
And here's the problem. You know, it used to be a bad thing to be called a racist. It really meant something. Mm-hmm. You know, I get called racist so much now. I'm like, okay, well, what are you gonna do about it? You know, it's like I don't even want them to prove it. I just don't care. You can call me a racist, a right-wing extremist, a gun nut, or it means nothing now. And the problem is that actual racists now are able to hide because everyone is racist. And when everyone is racist, nobody's racist.
I want to ask something here. Anybody in this room, I've got Christine, Shelby, and CJ. I want to ask you this question. Have any of you lived in a black community?
Lived
no, in a
I've been,
black.
I've been in diverse communities.
No, I'm talking
black.
I lived in the country my whole life.
Okay, I'm talking a dark
York,
community.
In Queens.
Okay.
It was mixed, definitely. Greeks. There's lots of people there.
I have. I'm from New York. I've lived in a rough town. I lived on the worst part of it, deep in the dark side of town.
You could have been Eminem.
And I can't tell you how many blood brothers, I'm talking brothers, that I've got. They could care less if you're white, Mexican, whatever. As long as you show respect and you treat each other fairly, they don't care. But when you diss them or screw them over or something like that, yeah, man, you're going to get all this kind of stuff. So don't give me this crap about racism. Yeah. You're the freaking racist who starts pulling the color card.
This is nothing more than an effort by the staff to prevent people from criticizing Kamala Harris. Because they don't want that criticism. And the only way that you to do that is by calling people racist. And then, you know, there are people out there, not me, that care about, I don't want to be called a racist.
They immediately step into the premise that, I have to defend myself. I have to defend myself and show that I'm not
Or
losing battle.
Well, crap, I don't want to attack Kamala Harris because on her actual what she's done or not done, because I don't want to be called a racist. And now you've just shut down that speech.
Yeah. Yes.
This is the new censorship. The new censorship is the word racism.
And I just got input here. Deflection. Keyword deflection.
Yes.
You're deflecting from the true essence of it all, that she's incapable of doing her job.
Well, and that also, you know, I would be highly offended if I were Kamala Harris, because she can't take criticism because she's a black woman.
Right.
I mean, what, black women are so weak that they can't take criticism?
CJ, I know you watched this very closely. Remember when Kamala was doing the debates? She was there as her own person. She didn't get very many favorable percentage points.
Right.
But she was up there on her own accord.
The reason she's vice president is because no one wanted her as president.
Well, we can go talk about that, too. Nobody wanted Biden and nobody wanted Kamala, but they put them there because why waste good Democrats to lose to Trump? And they said, in case that cheat don't work, and I believe it's a cheat. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think it's a cheat, you need to do your homework, okay? So anyway, you got Kamala up there, and you got Biden. Worst two candidates you can think about, but they took them because if they crash and burn, we didn't lose anything. We can't be burning up our supposed, air quote, good quality Democrat candidates. I mean, you're into this kind of stuff. We've been doing this for years. Did I say anything wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. What's interesting is this deflection, and this word deflection is It's everywhere. I saw it first in gun control. You know, everyone yelled, oh, well, what about Reagan? Okay, did you know that even the Mulford Act, which banned open carry in California because the Black Panthers were open carrying, remember that? Mm-hmm. And so everyone wants to point the finger at Reagan. Reagan signed the law. But you know who introduced the law? It was a bipartisan Democrat and Republican legislature. And by the way, the Mulford Act was passed with majority Democrat legislature. Okay, Reagan signed it, yes, but Democrats pushed it. All through history, Democrats have pushed gun control to suppress Black ownership of rights. They created the KKK to suppress Black ownership of guns. They created the Civil War to keep Blacks in slavery. These are, you know, and then it's all deflection. They are so...
Not only is it deflection, it's divide and conquer.
Yes.
If we're busy white against Black, and I just use that as a generic topic of racism, if we're fighting amongst each other, and we're so focused on each other, they get to do, it's like, what's the right hand's doing this, but watch the left hand.
Yeah.
2-3 years have been was, let me put y'all on each other so you don't look and see what we're doing.
Right.
That's been like that since... I don't know, three, four, but I mean, it's super concentrated. It's been the last couple years more than I've ever seen it before. And I mean, I've only been here for, you know, a little bit.
And here's here.
Wait. Would you admit, Shelby? I don't know. I may be wrong. Mm-hmm. I may be wrong on what I'm about to say about you. Would you admit that maybe you weren't paying attention because you got other things going on, and because you've been part of this show, maybe you're hearing this aspect of it, you're more aware of it, or you were aware of it, but now your senses are more heightened?
No, it's not that you never pay attention, because then you've got school, you've got college, you've got it all over the place, and it's not like I haven't... I mean, I'm younger, so I've always been in keen with social media since MySpace, you know? And it's like, it's never been as racist as it has been till this point. I mean, anything on social media, anything on the news, anything you hear, friends, I mean, even amongst your community, everybody seems kind of more alert about, okay, well, is this racism or is this just...
So Biden, the air quote uniter...
There's it's been the racism. Worst that I've ever experienced
and
in my
Trump,
life.
Trump, orange, bad, no problems.
No, even when Obama was in office, it wasn't this bad. Yeah, I mean, and he was first Black president. And I mean, it's never been as bad as it is right now.
And I'll, you know, as the only Black Asian woman in this room, I will tell you, my entire life, I've never seen it this bad.
Yeah, they're pushing it. Okay, I got 20 seconds. Look, we're going to the top of an hour break. We've got another hour to go. Lots of more information, more commentary. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. You need to be physically fit to do this job, because I got to put out a lot with one breath. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent, CJ Grisham, Shelby, me. We'll be back in three. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years.
This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
The award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number ACLB 009432E.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, hour number three. Matt, your host, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, still in studio. CJ Grisham, attorney CJ Grisham in the studio. Shelby Meyer, my board operator. Me, you know who I am. I'm your host. Okay, I just sit back and let everybody else talk. What a joke. 254-697-6633 is the number if you want to call in. Got a comment, question, topic? Let's talk about it. Also, we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, 98.5 FM KRXT. Watch us live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. The number here is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, it's all wrapped up, put into a pretty picture package, sent over to the podcast department. You can listen to it on Podbean, Spotify, and Apple. I thank the sponsors, the private donators. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like me on Facebook. The whole shebang, okay?
Aaron's Gun Shop.
Aaron's Gun Shop. That's right. Here we go. You ready for this one? Bid to stop New York City ice cream trucks from using fuel gets chilly reception. Quote, I can't operate under these conditions.
You got to do it in a New York voice. Come on.
The kid operate. Oh, never mind.
Yo, man, what the hell? What the heck's going on? I can't operate under these conditions. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? Dude.
Do they say dude?
They say
bra.
They stay.
No, that's stuff. Florida.
It all depends where you are in New York. Now, I'm just a little bit outside the city. Mm-hmm. You get down the Bronx or Brooklyn, it's a little different. You go to Jersey, and they start talking a little bit different.
Bro.
So it's like, no, there's a lot of bro going on.
Dog.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. New York black whites, they get along great. They really do. It's the ones who are ignorant or apathetic,
and that's everywhere. That's the thing. We get along great with it. You go out anywhere in the United States, black and white and Hispanic and all that, everybody is getting along.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I'm going to a convenience store, and this brother comes up to the door and opens it up. I said, hey, man, thanks. And he goes, you're welcome, buddy. Not a problem. I think it's that incident, and it's happened many times, I can reverse analyze it and say, I'm opening the door to say, hey, man, I ain't one of them. I'm cool. Here's the door for you, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And it's just so smooth. There's no problems.
But when you open the door, you didn't say, okay, here I am. You're, in your mind, you're not thinking, oh, here's a black guy coming in. I better open the door for him.
I would do that to anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd do that to anybody.
But the left would say you only, they would put the racial component on there and say, well, you just did that because of your white privilege and because you felt guilty for the way that your people are treating their people, and therefore you had to open the door for that guy. See, okay, but that never went through your mind.
It never went through my
mind. And that doesn't go through most people's minds.
It doesn't go through most people's minds.
It went through my mind, like, hey, here's a guy coming up. But what I'm trying to get at is when I open up the door, which I would do to anybody, he goes, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
And when it's the reverse situation, I go, hey, thanks. And it's a non-spoken signal and message that's like, we're not part of those freaks who want to do the racism crap.
What do you do to the people that don't say thanks?
I go, you're welcome.
Get back here.
No, let him go. Just let him go.
Yeah.
No, I'll make it under my breath. I go, you're welcome.
The whole time we're in the store, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, I get, you're like following him with your cart, just staring at him.
Actually, Shelby, to be more honest with you, I reflect on it. I say, they're not there yet. They haven't realized yet. There's this either a lack of courtesy, or there's anger or resentment, or.
Or there may be something else going on in their life. Their dog just died.
Yeah. You never know.
Exactly. You don't know what's going on in someone's heart or mind.
I'll never forget. A long time ago, I went on a date with a young lady. And I went to open the door. She goes, I can open my own door. I said, whoa.
Slam it.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So the date didn't go well. Drop her off at the house. And I said,
did you open the door?
No, I did not. I did not. But when she opened up the door, because the date went bad, she opened up the door. And you know that little knob that sticks out of the frame of the car to lock the car door?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it caught in her back pocket, tore that back pocket to shreds. I go, oh, well, you know, I could have opened it for you, but.
But
get it, yeah.
You know, I was at Bucky's, and I was very focused because I had a four-hour drive. So I went there to get gas, get my drinks and snacks for the trip. I was just very, and I had a hearing, so all that's going through my mind is, okay, I've got to argue this brief and, you know, all these things. Well, this is what I'm going to do when I get there. I'm going to talk to the prosecutor, talk to it. So, and I did notice, though, that this lady had parked, and she's got all these Beto and Sanders stickers on there and everything, but I didn't see her get out of the car. I didn't know she was behind me. But I saw her. I knew who she was. I knew which car she was driving, but it didn't register to me. I just, in my mind, I'm like, oh gosh, that's a Sanders, you know, whatever. So I go in, and I just walk in. I didn't even look behind me. I didn't know that she was right behind me. And she's like, oh, well, thank you for holding the door open. And I turn around, and it was her. And I says, well, I apologize. I didn't want to assume your gender. Because now that created a problem.
But that's Bravo Sierra, man. I don't even want to talk like that, CJ. You are so up to speed on what it is. People won't grasp it.
Yeah.
They won't grasp it. When you say that, they're like, what? Huh? What? And I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, oh,
being
man.
Absurd to make a point.
But I hold doors open for men as well. Yes. But it doesn't matter. If I know someone's behind me, man, woman, doesn't matter.
Right, it doesn't matter.
I'll hold the door open. Even if they're just a few feet away and I'm going to have to wait a couple seconds.
Common courtesy, yes.
I don't care. I'll still hold the door open. But in that case, just because I happen to equate her with the whole socialism thing, and so she's probably woke and she probably believes in gender nonsense. Fluidity.
Yes.
All right, anyway.
You know what I find funny?
And we're talking about ice creams and gas.
I was just
going
to say, what I find funny, I started off with this until Shelby got us off the rail. I said,
I
said, bid to stop. He said, speak it like a New York accent. Bid to stop New York City ice cream trucks from using fuel against chilly reception. Can't operate under these conditions. You said, say it like this, and then we talk brothers.
Then we started.
All right, so there you go.
It's your fault.
It's your fault, Shelby.
It's all my fault. It's all
your fault. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm more like a Dracula than New York.
I'm
too Texan. I don't know.
You know, I've been around the country, overseas, and I have a tendency to be like a chameleon. When I get there, I start picking up the lingo. You know what I'm saying? Like if I was back in the street, I'd be talking like this. Or if you're talking to a bunch of suits, yes, sir.
Isn't it
you know,
called, like,
let's
the
talk about this.
Effect, where if you just live somewhere for a certain, like how she moved to England and now she has a permanent accent, but she didn't have, they call it like the Madonna.
We need to call her the Taylor Swift now because she's the chameleon.
I honestly don't have a problem with it if it's genuine.
Yeah.
If you're living there, like when I was in Berlin, living there.
No, but then she moved back and she kept the English accent.
Oh, screw that. You got a caller?
No.
Okay. Uh-oh. Is it bad or
did I say something wrong?
No, someone has
I'm the guy that
two microwaves that they would like to give away.
Oh, no. That's on Monday through Friday, guys.
All right, let's go to this one. Jill Biden courts drag queens. And if you see the photo, she's there with a whole bunch of drag queens. First Lady Jill Biden is wielding her influence in the public sphere by meeting with drag queens while Americans suffer from rising prices and crime under her husband's administration. Okay, that's the commentary from, this is probably, this is Breitbart. Okay. But when you see the picture, I mentioned it earlier in the first hour in the show highlights, and that was, I don't care what you do. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, it's none of my business. Yeah. This is America. And let me tell you something. As you grow and develop and learn, and you realize things, you change your attitude. Here's a perfect example. I'll use me as an example. America, do what you want. Who am I to tell you what to do? And I said, if you're going to go get an abortion, who am I to tell you? But a long time ago, I won't mention his name. He comes up to me and goes, no, Matt, it's an innocent child who can't defend themselves. As soon as he said that, I went, oh, what am I thinking? Okay? You take that out of the equation, and I don't care what you do. But when you got a child and cannot defend themselves, sorry. All it was ignorance on my part. I need to get slapped across the face figuratively to be, oh, yeah, oh, man, I wasn't even thinking that. Oh, my gosh.
There's a whole backside to that situation, though. Like, for me, I'm, of course, pro-life. Always have been. I mean, there, of course, are stipulations for rape and incest and stuff, of course. But I mean, I
well,
just,
don't say I, of course, because well, I don't agree with those.
Yeah, for me, see, like if a 10-year-old gets raped for me by her father,
yeah,
she but shouldn't have to deal with that.
Well, there's the
she shouldn't. You're right.
She shouldn't. Right, she shouldn't. But she will. But I just want to say, the circumstances of your conception should not determine whether you die or not.
Whether your life is valuable.
And then it just goes back for me as I think about, okay, all these kids, when they do get born, how bad their life is going
to
be.
Well, and no kid says, mommy, take me to a drag show.
Right. Nobody
okay?
wants to do that.
No kid does that. It's the adults that are pulling these kids to these things.
Right.
Where men are gyrating their crotches in front of kids.
Accountable for
yes.
that. That's child abuse.
Yes.
I want to add something here. Because there's definitely looks in the room. Rape, incest, death to the mother. Those are three topics that are always in debate. Mm-hmm. Everything outside of that debate, there's no room for debate.
At all.
Yeah.
On these three, you're going to have, what's the religious, not...
The principle of... No.
Not the principle
of well, those are principled, but they are principled arguments because... And I... So for those three issues specifically, I sympathize. I understand... Right. Yes. I understand the position of, you know, rape, incest, and the life of the mother. And really, I'm only at the point of life of the mother. But then that mother should decide, is my life more important than my child? Because I will give my life for my children.
You see how you just chiseled it down? That's what we got to...
That's the principle of double effect. You are saving the mother's life. She has an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah.
So you save her life, but as a result of that, you are ending a pregnancy.
But if the mother chooses, I want my baby to live...
Yeah, she could say, nope, I want
to
go...
Okay, so you got incest, rape, and then harm to the mother. Those are the three topics that are always in discussion. But everything else out of there, if you're spreading your legs and you're pulling your pants down and pulling your pecker out... Can I say that?
I guess so, but we're going to a break.
We're going to a break.
You need it.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850.
You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin Portable Buildings and CNH Carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Give us a call. Tell us what you're thinking. 254-697-6633. Christine Stevenson, CJ Grisham, Shelby and May, we're here. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. I got another article here. This is very meaningful to me. Why fewer adults are extremely proud. Why fewer adults are extremely proud to be American. Experts warn people focused on individualism. I spoke about this last week. George S. Patton in the movie Patton from George C. Scott, he said, this thing about individualism is a bunch of crap. The Army is a team. It eats, fights, sleeps, drinks as a team. This is Team America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at desperate straits. And I'm not doing this. I'm not just doing this for ratings because I don't do things for ratings. I do things from my heart. Because if you don't like the show, I don't care. It's what I do. And if I fail, I fail. But I'll tell you what, the show is growing by leaps and bounds. We must be hitting the right note. So when I see this, fewer adults are extremely proud. Let's look back. Let's reflect on who we're talking about here. I'll use one word, incel. What is it? Yeah. Involuntary celibate?
Yeah.
And that is because they're in their basement. There's no social activity. They're focused on this, that, and the other. Let's go to another one. People are listening to lamestream media. Ladies and gentlemen, lamestream media is conquered. It's been taken over. It has an agenda. Listen to all the different news outlets, and they say the same thing in lockstep. You need independent thought. So I praise you for listening to the news because you want to learn, but you're listening to the wrong sources. What you need to do is listen to them and then counter it with other sources. Say, wait a minute, there's a contradiction.
I was going to say that the problem isn't they're listening to the wrong sources. It's they're not listening to enough sources.
Okay.
Because you should listen to the wrong sources. Whether that wrong source is Fox News or CNN, you should listen to the wrong sources.
Give me a perfect example.
Then question both.
Let's say Trump talks. And you and I were watching it, and we're there. Well, let's just say we're there. Okay, we heard it. We saw it. We saw his mannerisms. We saw how he did it. All of a sudden, lamestream says, well, you see, he's saying this, and he's saying that. And then super far right goes, well, he's saying this, this, and the other, and you put the two together. First of all, they conflict each other. Second of one, you got to pull the truth out of each one, and you got to figure out what the actual truth is.
Perfect example. Remember during the J6 hearings, the Josh Hawley clip, where Josh Hawley is seen on camera running out of the building, right? Mm-hmm. And the left is talking about what a coward Josh Hawley is because, oh, look at him run. And it's the only person you can see running. Then Tucker Carlson releases that full video.
Full video.
Josh Hawley was the last. Everybody was running. And then there's a brief pause, maybe a second. Mm-hmm. And then Josh Hawley runs. He's the last guy.
What's his rank in the military? He was an officer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the last guy running in that direction.
I bring that up because the officer will wait until all of his people are safe.
But if you go on Twitter and, left-wing Twitter, everyone's still talking about what a coward Josh Hawley is for running out of the Capitol as if he's the only one, because not only did the J6 committee only show Josh Hawley that brief 3-second clip, but CNN picked it up, MSNBC picked it up.
So then why don't they pick up the officers opening the gates,
yeah, exactly,
opening the doors and saying, come on in?
Doesn't serve
the purpose. But if you're a Democrat and you watch only those sources, you're not going to see Tucker Carlson show you the full video. If you're a Republican, yeah.
They don't want... You almost knocked CJ out.
Yeah.
They don't want to see the whole truth. They like that it plays a part. Okay, well, this looks benefit for us.
Yeah.
We're just going to believe that whether it's true or not.
And the reason, and I'm getting back to your article, you know, that's talking about being extremely proud, is because on a daily basis, the media is telling us what a crappy country this is.
Yes.
You know, we were a country of slavery. Never mind the fact that our time as a slave-owning country is the shortest in history of any country that ever owned slaves. We had slaves for the shortest amount of historical time than any other country. Never mind the fact also that in our entire history, we've abolished slavery for a much longer period of time than we had slavery at this point. And so when all you hear is how there's white privilege and white supremacy and these attacks on them, of course people aren't proud to be American. I just got involved this week, and it's still kind of ongoing, with this fellow veteran who's accusing me of being anti-American because I'm critical of the government. And I said, no, I love my country, but by golly, I do not love my government. And no one should love their government.
No, wait. Let's clarify what you just said there.
I meant exactly what I said. I do not love my government.
No, you do love your government.
I tolerate my government.
No, stop. Stop. You love your government because the parchment that it's written on is beautiful.
No, the parchment created the government.
I know, but the way it's set up is beautiful. It's the people running it. So when you say government, it's the Constitution establishes the government, which is great, because if there are problems, the Constitution shows how to fix it. It's those people running it that cause the government.
Government, when they are endorsing that document, when they are defending that document.
Wait, there you go.
Government itself, no matter how it's constituted, communist, capitalist, doesn't matter. Government itself will always be an enemy of the people, except when their actions are in defense of their rights.
Which is the Constitution, the Bill.
Yes.
Yes,
so,
I concur.
Yeah, okay. It's not that I'm anti-government. I'm not anti-government. I just don't love government.
But you got to make that clear, CJ, because you are...
But I shouldn't have to, because the media has made us into a point where if you don't love your government, you're anti-American.
But whether you should or not, it doesn't matter. It's the people we're talking to.
Yeah.
And I say this without... I'm not saying this with disrespect. Everybody out there, the majority of the people out there, 3/4 of the people out there are 25-cent people, okay? They're great people, but it's, you've got to penetrate their brain with a 25-cent quote that will say, oh, now I know what you mean.
And by not loving the government, I'm not saying we need to attack our government. I'm not saying that we need to be hostile to our government. You know,
you need to question
your government.
You always, you need to question it. I don't have any love for someone with power over me. I have respect for them. I understand the necessity of them. I'm not an anarchist. I believe in government. I believe there's a purpose of government. But you must always hold government in suspicion. Always. Anyone that has the ability to steal your life, your property, your livelihood, and your freedom.
But you see what you're saying?
Should not be trusted.
What you should be saying is any person who has been elected into a position that is involved with government
yes.
needs to do what you just said. But when you say government, people think, oh, we don't like this government. We need to take right. the government down and write a new one. No, there's nothing wrong with the government. This government is a gift from God. It's written on parchment paper. It's absolutely beautiful. But yeah. people with corrupt, sinful ways want to take advantage of it, and they pervert it.
And I would argue even our founders didn't love government, but they understood the necessity of it. And so they created a document that was supposed to keep it small.
They're the perfect illustration yes. of understanding it because right. they said government works for us. We don't work for it.
Right. So, and even those founders committed an insurrection against the government.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm not saying.
But that insurrection was against violation of your personal God-given rights.
Right. I am not saying I support insurrection. I just want to put that out there. So.
I support a not a revolution, but a restoration.
Yes.
Of
that's a perfect word.
Restoration of what has been there all along. For the history of this country, I'm telling you, I keep talking about the three pillars of this country. You got the left pillar is the Constitution, the right pillar is the Bill of Rights, and the big one that holds up the roof line is the pillar of God. You maintain those three, and I don't care what you want to do individually. Go at it. Have at it. Except for abortion, because it's a defense of an innocent child who can't defend themselves.
Yeah.
Anything else? I don't care, man. Just right. as long as it's 18 or older, whatever the law dictates as an adult.
See, and if you take my words as and this is what our government is doing today, is if you have criticism of the government, you're anti-government. You know, I love Judge Andy to death, but and I was a soldier. Actually, let's make it even more personal. I was a soldier, but you know what? You shouldn't trust me. I'm a government official when I was a soldier. Andy Isaacs is one of the most noble and rational and God-fearing and unimpeachable people.
I want to stop you right there, man.
But you should not trust anyone in government.
You swore
unconditionally.
You swore an oath because you had faith in your superiors.
Yes.
And that is extremely honorable.
Yes. Faith is different.
But it comes down to the point where that leadership has been tainted.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
If we had more Andy Isaacs, I would probably love government.
Don't take away from your faith and your oath. Yeah. Because, look, you're so up there, you're splicing hairs.
Yeah. I'm talking 90 cents right now, not 25
exactly,
cents.
Exactly. Show me what I got.
I'm not even full dollar.
30 seconds. Okay. I'm not opposing you. I'm clarifying for the public out there because I know how you think.
Yeah.
Okay? And I want to make sure that everybody out there understands. Look, we're just so – we've been the 25 cent. We're 50 cent, 90 cents, and we're trying to figure it out, but we got to – oh God, I hate to say this. Circle back.
They ruin everything.
They ruin
everything.
Circle back.
All the good things.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Be back in three. We're gonna do two stories. On the
I love you, Matt.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
You had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24-7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at HealthySuccessWorks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Man, we're on one of my favorite segments of the program.
Me too.
That's true stories of self-defense, what to do and what not to do in stories like these. And we're going to read them cold, and we'll give our commentary based on it. This is from a 1962 issue of the American Rifleman.
I haven't read these, so I'm going to make a prediction. There's a whole bunch of 38s, yes, and 22s.
And
revolvers and
25s, 32s and revolvers.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little bit of odd language. Hooligan, youngster.
Yes, that's right. And but the shot placement is much more accurate than modern day
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
All right.
I literally haven't read these yet.
Story number one. When a customer in his Indianapolis, Indiana package store drew a 9-inch hunting knife and held it to his throat while demanding money, manager John Sarantino handed it over. But Sarantino took a caliber 38 revolver,
yep,
from a drawer as the thief left and fired a shot as he stepped into the street, and then pursued him, firing as a car tried to pick him up. The thief stumbled and fell. Sarantino summoned police, who found the knife and cash and took the man into custody. Now, CJ, I have to ask you this question. This is 1962.
Yes.
He's going to get away with it. Today, if the bad guy was leaving, he takes a shot, the threat is over, that guy's going to get persecuted, especially if it's in California.
He is going to get persecuted, but I do know a great defense attorney. You can go to cjgrisham.com who would help you who would help you in this case, because you do have a right to use lethal force to protect your property, even if they're running from you. Now, if someone presents a threat to you, it's just a threat, and then they turn around and run away, and the threat is gone, then you have no right to shoot.
So if you
but if
the
they're
property,
stealing your property, you do have a right to shoot.
Even if they're turned around?
Even if they're turned around, because you have a right to protect your property.
Don't say that to me.
All right, next one. While one man held a shotgun pointed at him through the screen door of his Hamilton, Georgia cafe, another herded J.H. Roberts around the counter towards the cash. As Roberts passed his wife, she handed him a, a .38 revolver, and Roberts opened fire, felling the man in the cafe.
Why do I feel... Go ahead and finish.
Yeah, let me finish. Open fire, felling the man in the cafe with bullets below the heart and the arm. Roberts then turned his fire on the man outside, who drove away. Already wanted by the police in connection with another holdup, he was soon picked up in his bullet-holed auto.
Why do I see... That was slick. What's that movie, John... they just came out...
Wick.
Yeah, I see this John Wick scene where, like...
Very attractive woman tosses
in slow motion this pistol. He picks it up, swings around, and shoots.
Ladies, if you want an aphrodisiac for your man, pass him a handgun.
You know what? Yes, yes. I will be all over you, babe, if you do this. If we can just do this once.
Take him out.
Yes. All right. Sorry.
Okay, Christine, I'm sorry, but it's short. I hope that doesn't bother you.
Nope. Tampa, Florida night service station operator Alfonso Pierce was approached by a man with a gun and told to reach. Pierce took a caliber .38 revolver from his pocket and fired three shots as the bandit ran. An anonymous tip led police to the man dead in a trailer.
Nice. I'm sorry, Shelby, you didn't get to read a dead one.
No, I did.
Did he die on that one?
No, he said that... Let me see.
No, because he was...
Fired man in a cafe, bullets... Below the heart and in the arm.
Doesn't mean he's died. This one said he's... Christine got a dead one.
I got a dead guy. I got a dead guy.
Christine, short and to the point. Fantastic.
I like that.
All right, CJ, go ahead.
Yeah, Clarence Williams was awakened and armed with a pistol by his mother. Wait,
here's another handoff.
Clarence Williams was awakened and armed with a pistol by his mother. Yeah,
is that incest?
There are exceptions.
Move on.
All right, anyway. Who had seen a prowler wearing heavy canvas gloves and a cap pulled low over his face, forcing a window of their Houston, Texas home. While Mrs. Williams phoned police, Clarence and his father, now armed with a rifle, circled the house. As they closed in, the marauder shot the elder Williams in the foot and then wheeled to shoot Clarence, but the hammer of his pistol caught in his heavy gloves. Clarence emptied his own weapon to the ex-convict and killed him.
Why is everybody getting ones that are dead?
Okay, talk about this one, man. There's too many problems here.
There are quite a few. I don't know that necessarily there's any problems other than the fact that, you know, the guy's wearing heavy gloves. He's using a revolver. When you've got those external moving pieces, that's why when I gave my wife her first revolver, it was hammerless.
What about circled the house?
Well, you're protecting your home. If there's somebody at your home...
Well, wait, I'm gonna pause you. If the police haven't been called, okay.
Yeah.
But if you call police and then you're outside your house and a cop comes, I'm wearing the badge now. I'm saying to myself, who is this dude?
Right. Yeah, well, that is the issue there as well. But what if the prowler was nothing more than a drunk neighbor thinking that it's, you know, so you kind of want to investigate a little bit, but I don't think anybody did anything wrong here necessarily. There's better ways of doing it, obviously.
No, I didn't say it was wrong. I was just saying it might be... To preserve your life.
Yeah, the last thing you want to be doing is prowling around at night with a gun looking for a prowler while police are arriving.
Yeah. I can't blame a cop at all.
Right.
Hey, this guy's got a gun.
Yeah.
All right, next story. From his living quarters in the rear of his Big Springs, Kansas store, W.C. Long was able to hear sounds of breaking glass. He armed himself with a 12-gauge shotgun and went to the store where he found two men. One shot killed one who had a long record of conviction and wounded the other.
It is hard to read these sometimes.
Well, this is the answer to this one would be ABC 123 easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
Okay. I read ahead and I want a dead one. I circled it. I'm going to skip it. Because there's nothing happening.
Well, which one is it then?
I'm going to read the one that says a customer, next one's just long and nothing happened.
All right, Shelby, get your kill in there. Go ahead.
I need it.
You need a mic. Okay.
It's not just a kill story, it's a good one. Like, it seems real action-packed. So, a customer entered a California liquor store where a retired policeman, Lee Burris, is the clerk, drew a revolver, and demanded money or Burris's life. Burris, his spectacles knocked off by the bandit, drew his caliber 38 revolver and killed the would-be robber with bullets in his chest and his side.
That's a story for you.
I liked it. Because it could be a movie. It probably is.
Why do I feel like, I get the image of Chuck Norris behind the counter for some reason.
A retired cop.
Yeah.
Going to be a clerk somewhere like, oh, I got a lady.
No, Stallone did a movie like that where he gained weight. Last Stand, was it?
The Last Stand, yeah.
Last Stand, okay. Who's Christine, right. Go ahead.
Having been robbed at gunpoint and ordered to the rear of his South Salt Lake, Utah store by a thief wanted elsewhere for seriously wounding a clerk in another holdup, Carl A. Templin grabbed his caliber 38 automatic, and rushed to the street as the gunman headed towards his car. Templin fired. The thief returned the fire and sped away in the car. The store owner jumped in his pickup truck and chased the holdup until he stopped his car, got out, put his gun on the sidewalk, and surrendered.
Now, Christine, because I got the attorney here, I'm bringing this up. I want to bring it up anyway, but CJ.
Yes.
Back in the day, that might have been okay. But today, if you go chasing, we've got stories like that.
Well, and this is a case of what we were just talking about, where the would-be thief went up and threatened the man, and the man fired, the thief left. End of story. That should have been it.
The threat is over.
The threat's over. Now, if you want to follow so that you can tell the police, hey, he's turning down 2nd Street, now he's going north on Lamont, whatever, that's fine. But the minute he went out there and started engaging as well... Then, yeah. Now, you do have a right in Texas to do a citizen's arrest for a felony in your presence.
We need to talk about this on a different program because I really want to understand that. But what I'm trying to get at is this, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this and being very hard on it because I don't want you to make a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
When the threat's over in this day and age that we live in, let it go. Mm-hmm.
Unless they're taking your kid or dog
or flag or whatever.
All right. Okay. Jack Dickinson and his son Paul have captured 7 men in recent burglary attempts in their Cincinnati, Ohio service station. Hearing the alarm in their home, they armed themselves again with a caliber 22 rifle and a shotgun and went to the station. As the thief fled from the front of the store, Paul fired 3 shots from his rifle, dropping the break-in. Police arrested the accomplice nearby and charged him with breaking and entering. This is another case where today...
Or it's dropping the break-in. Does that mean dropping one of the people?
No, I think so, yes. Or at least stopping it.
Stopping
it,
okay.
But it says that as the thief fled from the front of the station, it doesn't say that he stole anything.
That's right, because you made that comment before.
Once he's fleeing, he should not have fired. Unless they saw something in his hands.
That was part of it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very clear here. The law does not care about you. It does not care. And the DA does not care. He's looking to get a win on his cases. So if you get indicted or whatever it is, or you get billed to appear in court, that's bad news. Make sure you got your ducks in a row.
CJGrisham.com.
All right, next story. How much time I got?
Just that, because it's crackling.
It's crackling? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right, next story. A bandit with a revolver and a note demanding money entered Joseph's Detroit, Michigan grocery store. The guy ducked behind the counter, grabbed a revolver, and fired 3 shots, 2 of which put the holdup man in the hospital in critical condition. First of all, under stress, shooting a revolver, that's great. Revolvers are over-the-hood type of guns, and you got to practice. So this guy did very good. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. A lot to do in the last segment of the program. We're going to read the last two stories. I've got a caller on the line with a fantastic question. We'll keep him anonymous, but he's got a great question, and I got attorney CJ Grisham here to make a commentary on it. Caller, stand by. Enjoy what we're about to do. Christine, go ahead, take the next story.
Brandishing a caliber .22 pistol, a thief entered James E. Ralph's Little Rock, Arkansas package store and said, "Give me your money and put your hands up," to the clerk on duty. As the clerk handed over the money from the cash register, Ralph fired a .30-30 rifle from the rear of the store, killing the holdup.
Thank you, Christine, for doing the voice. Nobody else seems to furnish that here.
I mean, how can you argue? What kind of debate can you make on this commentary? Great deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
After handing over the cash from one cash register to the robber who confronted him in his Chicago, Illinois drugstore, Michael Novick reached behind the second cash register for a gun and shot the thief twice in the chest.
Boom, boom.
That's before we had body armor.
Yeah. Awesome. Good stuff.
Okay. Fantastic.
It's still giving me crackling. No. Oh, God. That was horrible.
Okay. Well, deal with the crackling.
I've got to fix it.
I got a caller on the line. Great question. I get this question all the time, and I totally support this view. Go ahead. Got him? Caller, welcome to the program. How you doing? I appreciate your phone call. Why don't you tell me what you told me on the break, and we'll make a commentary to it. Go ahead.
I have a question.
the question I asked you earlier, Matt, was felon. They're supposed to pass a law where a felon can own a firearm, I believe. And like I mentioned to you earlier, I have a felon, but all my felons were not assaults, you know. Like I said, I had a drug charge, you know, right. And that right there kept me from to bear arms. So my question is, what do you think about a felon with a nonviolent criminal history or background owning a firearm?
All right, stay on the line. Don't go anywhere, and I'll tell you my opinion. I think if you did the crime and you serve the time, when you get out, you should be clean, free, ready to go with all rights restored. Unless you're a pervert, doing stuff to children, raping women, murdering people, but that's not your case. I'm talking the heinous crime. I think it's chapter 27, heinous crimes. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're not one of those chapter 27s, then you made a mistake. You served your time. You should be reestablished. I'm getting feedback here. I'll tell you what, if you're turn your radio down.
I got you.
I got CJ Grisham here, attorney CJ Grisham. He's gonna make a commentary on it, so take a listen, buddy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so first of all, you're in Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so and were your charges, were they state felonies or federal felonies?
State. Federal offenses.
So that's actually good news for two reasons, and I would actually be interested to talk to you. So go to my website cjgrisham.com because this is the Second Amendment stuff is what I do. So first of all, once you've served your time and it's been 5 years, so that would include your probation. So if you're given, you know, a month in jail and 10 years probation, the time doesn't start until after the 10 years, but 5 years after your conviction and your sentence, you are allowed to own a gun in your home. I don't know if you knew that, even as a felon.
Yes, I do know that. As protecting your domain.
Yes, and so that's the first thing. The second thing is, and this is good news, is that thanks to the Bruin decision, many of these ideas of nonviolent felons being barred for life from having a firearm are getting thrown out in the courts. I mean, we just had literally a high court, not the high court, not the Supreme Court, but one of the higher appellate courts, explain that even domestic abusers are not. It's unconstitutional to take away their rights for life, which they've done. And there's one more misconception for people out there. It's not just felons. Any crime, even if it's a misdemeanor, where the punishment is more than a year in prison, that's what keeps you from having a gun, not just felonies. That's what some people, you know, like, oh, I was only charged with a misdemeanor. But if that misdemeanor carries a sentence of 12 or more months, that also makes you unavailable. But I'd definitely like to talk to you because one of my goals in becoming an attorney is to completely destroy 922G, which is 922G is the federal code that bans people who have drug convictions from being able to carry a firearm, or those who smoke pot or whatever. And we just had a case where 922G in the Fifth Circuit, which is where we live, 922G by the Fifth Circuit has been ruled unconstitutional. So you technically have a right now, based on this Fifth Circuit decision, because you're only prohibited under 922G from carrying a firearm as a drug, you know, as because it's drug related. So give me a call. Or send me an email, like I said, or just go to the contact form at cjgrisham.com and fill out that contact form. I'd love to talk to you and help you get your rights reinstated.
Yes, I mean, I would like I was telling Matt, I would love to bear arms, you know, because the stuff that goes on in this, you know, like you see the shootings in the malls, the schools, you know, officer can't get there right on time. Say you're a passerby and you see what's going on, you can step in and to intervene that conflict.
Yeah, and
if it was to be situation,
and I'm 100% with Matt. If you've served your time, that's it. That's your punishment. Your punishment's over with. If they believe you're safe enough to be in society, then you should be safe enough to have your guns back. You should be safe enough to vote again. You should be safe enough to have all that. Yeah,
I totally agree with that. You know, because I can't even. You know, I have to have my firearm at home. You know, and I want to go. You know, go shoot it out in the country, and I can't take it to go to the country. I have to have somebody else drive it out there so I can shoot. Practice shooting. I like to practice shooting. And I have to have somebody else drive it, you know?
You know, the problem, caller, is that the machine has these laws and rules, and you got aggressive people who don't have a compassionate heart to know that people make mistakes and they're just going to hammer it. And that's not the way it should be. So a person who has some type of felony where it's a miscellaneous thing or something that's not harmful, I'm totally with you, 100%. Hey, CJ, isn't there a department in the government that there's a seat for the government that expunges people, but they don't fund it?
Well, that's the way I asked if it was federal or not, because the problem is there are federal laws to get your records expunged, especially... or to get your rights reinstated for gun rights. Not the expungement you can still do for most crimes anyway, but as far as getting your rights reinstated, at the federal level, it's nearly impossible unless you can convince the president to do a pardon on you. That's your only option because they have not funded the office at the FBI and NICS that helps you to get your rights reinstated. So it's much easier at the state level. And I would even argue, I think there's a case, and I would love to craft a case one of these days when I have the money to be able to fight for people who can't afford to do that. But I think there's also, I think it's unconstitutional that you don't have that option at the federal level. The fact that the court or that the Congress has created this office, that gives you what's called a liberty interest in being able to get your rights reinstated. And if they're not allowing you the due process to even engage in that process because they're not funding it, I think that's unconstitutional.
CJ, we got hey, a caller, stand by 1 second. CJ, you got a question?
After the 5 years, how does a felon go about purchasing and getting a gun?
Yeah, that's the problem because federally, you're still a prohibited person. So you can't go to an FFL and fill out a 4473. The way that you acquire a firearm legally is, of course, through a gift or through like probate. You know, your dad dies or something. You can purchase one at through a private sale. Now, it's still legal federally for an individual to knowingly sell a felon a firearm. But if that person doesn't ask and you don't tell, there's nothing illegal about that.
CJ, what about an 1898 copy of a gun or an actual gun, black powder?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. If you go and get yourself one of those replica, pre-1899 black powder revolvers, you can carry that anywhere as well, right now, federally and statewide. Yeah. It's not considered a firearm. It's considered an antique replica or curio. And so I tell people who have been convicted of felonies all the time, if you really want to walk around and at least have a chance to defend yourself, get yourself a ball and cap, pre-1899, Colt Navy. I actually have one. I love shooting those things. You look like an Old West. It looks a little weird, but, you do have that option to use one of those.
Caller, I appreciate the call. I'm going to have to cut you off, though, because I'm limited on time. Shelby, let's take care of that. And let me reiterate to everybody who I've got in the studio. I've got CJ Grisham. I've got Christine Stevenson. Why don't you two tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Go ahead, ladies.
Christine
first.
Stevenson, enrolled agent, 737-234-0196. It's interesting, Matt, you talk about the machine that's relentless. The IRS, it's the machine. It's relentless. And if you need help defending yourself against the IRS, I can do that for you.
Fantastic. CJ?
All right. I do criminal defense and civil rights litigation, mostly employment law, also anything discrimination related. You can go to CJ Grisham. That's G-R-I-S-H-A-M. CJGrisham.com. Or you can go to ISueBadCops.com, and it'll also send you there.
Is that real?
That's real.
That's great.
Yeah. ISueBadCops.com. That's usually easier for people to remember.
Now, look, I want to make something clear here. I'm totally law enforcement, and I think CJ is too.
That's why I said I sue bad cops.
But we don't have tolerance for the bad cop because the bad cop makes the good cop look bad, and we don't want that. We honor and respect our law enforcement. But you got a bad one, I'm sorry. I don't care who you are, what position you hold. You got a bad cop and you're not doing something about it, well, we're going to do something because we can't have that in that higher echelon of public service. I'm going to take a break for about 6 days until we come back next week. And I want to thank everybody who's been on the show, all the special guests, those who are here present and those who were. And until we see you again, I want you to keep your powder dry and God bless.
Be safe and be free.